Time for Fall City Tiger football on KTNC tonight. The Tigers travel to Fairbury to take on the Jeffs. Wrap up the regular season for both of these teams tonight. Fall City looking for their second win on the year. What's been a disappointing season. They were expected to have quite a few more wins than this, but injuries have certainly taken a toll on the Tigers throughout the year. They're looking for that second win tonight here at Fairbury in the final game of the year. For Fairbury, they're 0-8. They haven't won a game this year. They played a couple of opponents close, but they have not been in the win column yet. They would love to do that tonight against the Fall City Tigers. Should be a pretty good matchup here between the two schools. Fairbury the home team, Fall City on the road to wrap up the season. Dylan Hendricks and Troy Nelson will bring you all the action. Kickoff set for 7 o'clock. I had a chance to visit with Tiger coach Jack Bangert about this season and about tonight's game. You'll hear from the coach coming up after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
In the heart of Fall City, your family's health comes first, and that's where Fall City Family Practice comes in. We are your hometown clinic, offering family medicine services such as checkups, school physicals, and yearly health exams that fit your schedule and your life. And hey, we're accepting new patients. Call us today at 402-245-3232 and take the first step toward better health for the whole family. Fall City Family Practice, where care feels like home.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sebatha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Tiger coach Jack Bangert. The Tigers are getting ready to wrap up the season here tonight on the road at Fairbury against the Jeffs. Jeffs 0-8 coming in here. Coach, you come off another tough loss last week, as we talked about earlier today during the coaches show. And it's the final game for a whole bunch of seniors. Let's talk about that first before we get into the nuts and bolts of the game. You've talked about these seniors, this class, quite a bit, but, man, they've given you a lot the last 4 years.
Yeah, I mean, they've really helped change the culture of Tiger football. I mean, they bought in, really, really kind of changed it to kind of my vision of what we want football to look like at Fall City. Just hard nose, hard work, do what you gotta do, have fun out there, you know, play with a little bit of swagger, things that, you know, just hustle, always hustling, always playing hard no matter what the situation, never giving up. They are probably as responsible for the culture now in our football program as anyone, and kind of really have set the tone for what we, the coaching staff and myself, really wanted to see us become. Obviously, you want more wins. I think that's probably the one disappointing thing. But in terms of the culture of our program and how hard of workers we have, I think, you know, that's been wonderful. You know, and we, you know, you see it at our middle school. I mean, our middle school last year lost one game. This year they lost none. I think, you know, our JV last year didn't, I think they lost maybe one or two games, but we couldn't have a JV this year. So there's just a lot of good things going that kind of get lost in the crazy, crazy year we had this year. And it's been crazy. I mean, by far, Coach Nolte called it the COVID year of football coaching at Fall City. That's kind of what it feels like. Just seems like anything that could go wrong did go wrong. But despite all of that, and this is probably the thing I reflect on the most, is just how dedicated these guys are, and they didn't make excuses. It's like, okay, next guy up, and we're going to go out, and we're going to play our tails off and try to win every night. So that's really all you can ask as a coach, and that we get better, and we have gotten better each week. So that's huge for us.
Mm-hmm. And it's frustrating for the coaches, the players, the fans want more wins too. Everybody wants more wins, but when you're expecting to have a really pretty darn good football season this year, hopefully be playoff eligible, and man, the injuries have just been awful, which we've talked about every week, but it's just how hard is it to just keep everybody's emotions going forward and upbeat about continuing, as you talked about?
Yeah, I think, you know what's impressive about these seniors? They've probably been better about it than I have. I think I've probably struggled with this season more than they have. Mm-hmm. I mean, and I'll give credit to them. A bunch of teenage kids, you know, who are like, it doesn't matter. We want to play ball, you know. We want to go out and play together as a team and do those things. And it's really inspiring to me, you know, because you see this. And for me, it's been tough just because you want to see kids that work that hard have success, right? And in the public's eyes, the public doesn't know what goes on in our locker room and, you know, what goes into some of the decisions that get made. So we know that. I mean, but within our locker room, to see their mental toughness, the mental toughness of the guys who've been injured and be supportive of their teammates, I mean, it's really a great thing, and I'm so impressed with them. We're going to miss these guys because they really have been, you know, just a really good example of what football should be like at Fall City High. And I think me as a coach, I'm proud of them, obviously, for those reasons. So, like I said, human nature, it bites you sometimes, and you want to kind of feel bad, but you got to look at all those good things that happen, and really it's been a great ride and not one I'd trade. And I know even though this year's been tough, you know, the tough times make the good times that much better. And I think these guys have nothing to hang their head about. But I would put them up against any Fall City team that's been around in terms of toughness and work ethic and doing things the right way. So really proud of them, and I expect great things out of them in adulthood.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Fairbury Jeffs, they're sitting there waiting on you to come out and play football tonight. They're 0-8. They desperately want to win as well. What do you think you're getting into tonight with the Jeffs?
Well, they're going to come out, and they're going to play their tails off. I mean, that's a rivalry for them. They want to beat Fall City. The last time we went up there, 4 years ago, my first year, they put a whooping on us. So we remember that. I mean, my seniors remember that. They were freshmen at the time. And so we expect a full battle. Like, our district is really competitive, you know, and we're competitive with pretty much every team in our district. So, you know, it could, that last week could have went either way. You know, it's just one of those things where we expect a four-quarter game, a battle, and we're ready for it, and we're training for it, and we've had a good week of practice. They run a 3-5 defense similar to what we used to run, and it's going to really try to confuse our offensive linemen. But I think if Jacoby can get us out of bad plays and get us into the right plays, and our linemen can pick up their different blitz schemes, I really like our chances offensively. Defensively, we can't blow coverages. These guys will sling it probably as much as anybody we play. They struggle a little bit to run the ball, but I think that, you know, as long as we're disciplined and do our jobs, I like our chances.
All right, Coach, just a couple of keys tonight for things going well for the Tigers.
Well, I think the big thing is picking up their blitz schemes. I think that's going to be huge for us. If we can do that, we can limit the penalties again. We've been much better. We've gotten better each game in that area. And then not turn it over. Jacoby's got to make good decisions with the football. Sometimes he tries to thread the needle a little too much, throw it away when it's not there, and live to play another day. I think we'll be all right. And then defensively, you know, just doing your job. I think if guys don't freelance, that's when we get in trouble, and they do their job, I really like our chances tonight. So that's kind of what we're going to drive home, win the turnover battle, keep the penalties down, and just take care of your assignment and trust your teammates to do theirs. I think we'll be all right.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us tonight. All season during the Coach's Show, I sure appreciate the time you spend with us. I know it's been a tough year, but lots of things coming up. The Tiger football squad, you got a lot of things going on, decisions to make for the future here with kids. So we appreciate your time and wish the Tigers the best of luck.
Hey, thanks, John, and thanks for all you guys do for us. We appreciate you.
Stay tuned. The kickoff coming up, and we'll be back with a look at the starting lineups after this two-minute timeout on KTNC.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18, yes, 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sideline Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more, 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning at your service, bringing comfort from our home to yours. With offices in two locations, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska, services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Falls City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you to Fairbury, Nebraska, home of the Jeffs, where tonight two schools will play their final game of the season. Two sets of seniors going to play their final Friday Night Lights game of their careers, and two teams are going to battle it out to end their season with that rare W in the win-loss column, despite not making the playoffs. Hi, everybody. I'm Dylan Henricks. Alongside me tonight, Troy Nelson. Troy, welcome.
Yay.
It's our first chilly game of the night. We're up here in a cozy warm booth, so you can't really complain about it much, though. Your thoughts heading into tonight's game?
Well, number one, the temperature, 30% chance of rain, 46 degrees, might have, as we watched a couple of them warm up out here dropping the ball, might have, depends on a little bit on the game. You know, don't know what that turf, how slushy it is or whatever, how much rain they've had over here. But again, if it's going to be cool and rainy, that could cause some problems. But again, as you listen to the coach's report there, Falls City's had a lot of injuries, and it's just the way that it is, and you just move a whole forward and hope for the best. So again, on paper, it's going to be a good game. But wait and see what happens out here tonight, though.
And it's two teams that aren't going to want to end their season
with
a loss. So
yep.
We have one team, Fairbury, looking for their first win, and one team looking to sandwich all their losses with two wins on the season.
Yep.
So, well, let's go ahead and dive into some starting lineups here as we get about 6 minutes away from kickoff. We'll start you off with the Falls City Tigers offense, starting off on the offensive line at left tackle number 76, Brock Niedfeld. At left guard number 75, Ashton Martin. Martin, 184-pound senior. Brock, 187-pound senior. At center, Chase Simpson, a 229-pound senior. And on the right side of the line, Layden and Caleb Offner. Layden, 192-pound senior, and Offner, a 288-pound senior. A very experienced and veteran line for the Tigers. At tight end, we have Grant Cobes, a 170-pound junior. And at the left end, Bowdy Jones, 176-pound senior. At receiver, Ryan Cottrell, 159-pound senior. In the backfield, halfback Gavin Bauer, 174-pound senior, and at running back number 21, Jayton Wilkerson, 141-pound senior. And your quarterback tonight leading the Tigers, Jacoby Banger, number 2, 184-pound junior. With that, we'll take a look at Fairbury's starting defense.
All right, so Fairbury will be the home team. They got white helmets, red tops with yellow numbers, and black pants. They're going to run a 3-5 defense, so on the defensive line, One defensive end, Jacob Nippert, 200-pound junior. Nose guard, Parker Jacobi, 250-pound senior. I might mess that name up a little bit tonight. We got told how it was, but it's a little different, but we'll make it. And on the other defensive end, Garrett Rolfs. And the linebacking crew, Trace Gooseman, 185-pound junior, Conrad Kazelka, Jarek Mans, 180-pound junior, Jarrett Wood, 185-pound senior, and Jameson Runge, 190-pound senior. Your defensive backfield, Gavin Gertz, 140-pound senior, Nick Smith, 130-pound senior, and your safety will be C.J. Gorkin, 175-pound senior.
Taking a look at the Fairbury offense, it's an offense that's put up just 67 points this entire season, an average of 8 points a game, so an offense struggling to put the ball in the end zone. Starting off on the offensive line at left on the left side, Garrett Rolfson, Lucas Livingston. Rolfs, a 235-pound senior, Livingston, a 200-pound junior. At center, Peyton Arner, a 245-pound senior, and on the right side of the line, Rene Monteroso, a 230-pound senior, and Parker Jacobi, 150-pound senior. At tight end, C.J. Goking, 175-pound senior, and at X receiver, Gavin Gerse, 140-pound senior. At receiver, Jarek Mans, 180-pound junior, and in the backfield, your running backs for the night, Nick Smith and Conrad Kazelka. Smith, 130-pound senior, and Kazelka, 175-pound senior. And leading the Jets tonight at quarterback, Jacob Nippert. Nippert is a 200-pound junior. We'll take a look at Fall City's defense, take a quick break, and then we'll have kickoff. Troy, tell us about the Tigers' defense heading into tonight.
So, Tigers are on the road with their black helmets. We were just talking about the helmet. I forgot what it's called again. Guardian helmet, guardian cap. There we go. White jerseys, black numbers, and black pants. The defense that Fall City will run will be the 4-3. So defensive line, defensive end, Brock Neidfeldt, 187-pound senior. Nose guard, Ashton Martin, 184-pound senior. The tackle will be Chase Simpson, 229-pound senior. And your defensive end will be Vaden Layden, 192-pound senior. Your linebacking crew, Elijah Layden, 164-pound sophomore, Gavin Bauer, 174-pound senior, and Grant Kobza, 170-pound junior. The backfield will be Jayton Wilkerson, 141-pound senior, Cade Cottle, 144-pound senior, and the safeties will be Orion Cottrell, 159-pound senior, and Bodie Jones, 135-pound junior.
As we discussed for the Jets, it's a team still on the hunt for their first win of the season. They've had a couple one-score losses this year, but it's a team who struggles to put the ball in the end zone, so we'll see if they can do that tonight. Fall City, on the other hand, is a team that's making their way down Highway 8 tonight to play the Jets. For Fall City, it's been a season marked by injuries, unfortunately. A team with playoff aspirations heading into the year, those injuries have really reared their ugly head. Throughout the year, after defeating Palmyra to open the year, the Tigers have lost 7 straight, but 4 of those games, one-score losses. Fairbury, some one-score losses themselves, so tonight, expecting a close ball game.
Yeah, and as we said on the write-up, you look at the Wilbur game, you know, both teams lost by 1 point, going for the win and the extra point to win it, and didn't score it, just like, you know. So they both lost to Wilbur on 1 point. So if you look at that stuff, and again, you don't play the game on paper, and stats are all out the window once it starts, but on paper, should be good.
You know, and I can tell you one thing, just from experience playing high school football and knowing high school, you know, students, neither one of these groups are going to want to lose their last game of the season.
Correct.
When you have the chance to end your season with a win, that's pretty rare. And in football, when you know you're not making the playoffs, you have the opportunity to do that.
Yep.
So both teams looking to end their season with that W in the win-loss column. All right, we're about a minute or two away from kickoff. We're going to have the national anthem, and then we'll have kickoff. So we're going to take a two-minute break. We'll be back with kickoff right after this. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance Agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today, Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City, and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to our KTNC Game of the Week. Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That is F&M Bank in Falls City. It is time for kickoff here in Fairbury, Nebraska. Falls City traveling down Highway 8 to take on the Jets of Fairbury. Fairbury won the toss, deferred their selection to the second half. Falls City will receive the football. Kicking off for Fairbury tonight, looks like it's going to be number 50, Renee Monteroso, and back for the Tigers. We're going to have Jayton Wilkerson and Orion Cottrell. Our last regular season Friday Night Lights broadcast. We will have playoff football starting next week. The regular season for these two teams over, though, after tonight. And we are underway the kickoff down to about the 25. Wilkerson's going to pick it up, and he's at the 30 on the sideline. Gets hit out of bounds at about the 31, and that's where Falls City will start their first drive of the night.
Shoving them out of bounds there for the Jets. Looks like Nick Smith.
Both of these teams looking, as we said, to end their season with a W in the win column. The Jets and the Tigers both struggling to score a little bit here recently. For each of these teams, would really love to see a score on their first possession. Tigers out of the huddle. Banger in the gun. Got a back behind him. That's Wilkerson. Gavin Bauer off to his left. Receiver out to the right. There's a snap, handoff to Wilkerson up the middle. He's to about the 35, out to about the 40-yard line before he's tackled. A gain of about 9 on the first play for the Tigers.
For the Fairbury Jets, bringing him down in the backfield is going to be Jared Wood.
So a good gain on first down for Falls City. Bring up about 2nd and 2. They marked him about a couple yards short of the first down. And for Falls City, really a team that would like to establish a run. Mentioned earlier, wet conditions here tonight. Banger in the gun. He takes the snap. He'll hand it off to Wilkerson again. Wilkerson, though, met right about the line of scrimmage, maybe a couple yards behind. He looks like he's going to lose a couple on that one. And, boy, the Fairbury line was through right away on that one.
Two red jerseys hitting him hard as soon as he got that ball. Guzman and Gertz.
You know, and Wilkerson, a very shifty back, but with a 141-pound frame, you really can't run through a lot of tackles. You have to run around them. So I'll bring up 3rd and 3, 3rd and long, 3 or 4 for Falls City here. They're going to send out 2 receivers to the left, 1 to the right. Banger in the gun with Wilkerson behind him. Here's the snap. He drops back to pass. He's going to throw, looking downfield. Nobody there, rolling out. Still nobody there. He's rolling all the way to Fairbury sideline. He finally throws it back across the middle, and that's going to fall incomplete and bring up fourth down and a dangerous pass there.
Yes, yeah. I was just getting ready to say it. I think Jacoby should have just taken that ball out of bounds, but he popped up and threw it over there and had a receiver in the area. But, yeah, that's kind of dangerous.
So we'll bring up a punting situation here for the Tigers. 10:31 left in the first quarter. The Tigers are going to go three and out on their first possession of the night. Elijah Layden back to punt for the Tigers, for Fairbury. Their punt returner appears to be James Martin back there. Layden's punt down. It's going to bounce around the 30, take a good bounce for the Tigers. That'll bounce all the way back to about the 20 before it's down, and that's where Fairbury will start their first possession of the evening.
You know, something I was thinking about with being the last game of the year, as you said, each team wants to end with a W. How much do the coaches open up the playbook here? You know, a fake punt, an onside kick. We'll see.
Fairbury going to start at their own 20. Looks like their own 21. Their first possession of the evening. As we said, leading the Jets tonight at quarterback, Jacob Nippert. We were here a couple of weeks ago for that Fairbury-Auburn game. Fairbury really tried to establish their run on the outside. Not much up the middle, but that's where they tried to get their run going, was to the outside. And they're going to come out and shift their whole formation. They put three receivers out to the right. Nippert's going to take the snap. He drops back to pass on the first play. He's going to look downfield, and he's going to overthrow his receiver. No one there for Nippert. He's overthrown by about 10 yards.
Yeah. Again, Fall City doing a great job of coverage there. They had three receivers down there on that one, three defensive players on that one receiver.
And you mentioned kind of opening up that playbook, you know, taking a shot down the field right there on play one, maybe trying to catch Fall City sleeping a little bit. Fall City had two of the three closest guys to that pass, though, but overthrew everybody by about 5 to 10 yards.
Yeah.
So, second and 10 here for the Jets. 10:15 left in the first quarter. No score in Fairbury. Nippert receives the snap. He's going to hand it off to Kazelka up the middle. Kazelka's going to be about two or three before he's hit. Whole Fall City team there for the tackle. Again, about two.
A lot of white jerseys, and coming up last off the bottom of the pile, we'll give that tackle to Brock Nietfeld.
And you know, Troy, coming into tonight, both teams know their season's going to be done after tonight, but still good to see everybody kind of flying towards the football. Fall City had about 9 to 10 guys in there on that tackle. So, Fairbury, third down and 8, Nipper in the gun, got a back on either side, and a receiver split out wide on both sides. He takes a snap. He's going to roll out to his right. He's looking downfield. He has a guy across the middle. It looks like he underthrew him just a little bit. And that's going to fall incomplete. And, man, if that pass was just a little bit higher, probably a first down there for the Jets.
Yeah, Bodie Jones in on the coverage there for the Tigers.
So both teams go three and out on their first possession. Fairbury going to punt here. Their punter, Jarrett Wood, back for Fall City. It's going to be Bowdy Jones. So Fall City did what you needed to. The Tigers on that first drive on defense, you got the stop. You're going to get the ball back and probably some pretty good field position here. Here's the snap. He's going to roll out to his right. He's thought about faking it. Really good job there by Fall City, not sending everybody at the punter, or not sending everybody back away from the punter. Going to let the ball bounce, and Fall City will get it about the 31, but he was going to fake that.
Yeah, and that may be something he's going to set up later down the road, though, too, because, again, open the playbook up here. This game, you're looking for a W, and that's all that matters. And, again, let the seniors have some fun.
You know, and I don't think he had anybody rolling out for a reception or anything. He was just looking to see if Fall City sent everybody back to try to set up a return. And credit Fall City, they had about four guys that stayed right there on the line. They're going to get the ball back here with 9:18 remaining in the first quarter. So each team's had a possession. Each team's been three and out. Fall City with the ball at their own 31-yard line, first and 10. Fangert in the gun. He takes a snap. Fakes it to Wilkerson. He's going to roll out to his left. You're looking downfield. He has a receiver way downfield, under throw and intercepted. Looking for Gavin Bauer on that throw, but just short, and Fairbury's going to pick it off and have some pretty good field position.
C.J. Gorkin getting the interception there. Your free safety just staying in the right area, and I think the Fall City receiver probably ran the wrong route there.
Yeah.
When Jacoby released that, it looked like there was nobody in the area but the Fairbury.
and Jacoby having a conversation with Dad. Dad, of course, head coach Jack Banger on the sidelines, and you know how it is playing for Dad sometimes.
Man.
You can only think about what that conversation was like on the sidelines. Either way, it'll be Fairbury ball first and 10 on their own 37. They get the ball right back after one play, going for a hard count. It looks like we have some movement on the line, and that will be a false start on the Jets. That'll move them back five.
There you go. You know, and again, defense doing what they need to do on both sides of the ball here to start this game off. Two punts and an interception.
So we talked about it earlier, both teams struggling to find the end zone this year, and we've seen it so far. Nipper in the gun, he takes a snap, he hands it off to Kozelka up the middle. Kozelka met right away, but he's able to squeeze out of there and pick up about four. It looked like he wasn't going to get anything there, and
right.
He just kind of shot out of there and picked up four.
Yeah, he fell forward to give himself some extra yardage. And again, on that tackle is Elijah Layden and Jayden Wilkerson.
As we mentioned in our pregame, it's a very depleted Fall City team. 3 to 4 guys lost to injury for the year, and not just any guys,
seniors.
And key contributors for the Tigers. It's been a tough one so far. Nipper under center this time. He has Nick Smith behind him. He's going to toss it out to Smith around the outside. Smith nowhere to go. He finally cuts it back up, but he's going to be met right at the line of scrimmage. Great job of stretching it out there for the Tiger defense.
Yeah, again, a lot of white jerseys taken to that far sideline there, and Cade Cottle and Ryan Cottrell.
That'll bring up 3rd and 11 for the Jets. 8:07 left here in the first quarter. The score 0-0. The Jets and their red jerseys, yellow numbers, white helmets. The Tigers in their white jerseys, black pants. Jeff's moving the ball here from south to north in Fairbury, Nebraska. The Jets versus the Tigers. Final game of the season for these two teams. Nipper under center here, 3rd and 11 for the Jets. Nick Smith behind him. Nipper going to roll out an option. He pitches to Smith, and that pitch was right away. Smith up the field for a little bit, but great job there filling the gap, and Smith's only going to get about one or two. Bring up 4th and 10.
Bodie Jones coming up from his safety position and putting a nice hit on and lifting him up in the air and bringing him down.
And, man, Bodie really hit Smith hard. Smith reminds you a lot of Jayden Wilkerson in terms of size. Smith just 130-pound senior, so there's not much of a frame there either for the Fairbury running back. Either way, that'll bring up 4th and 9, a punting situation for the Jets. Jarrett Wood back to punt it away back to the Tigers.
High snap.
He rolls out again, looking. Now he kicks it. And that's going to be downfield. A fair catch called and caught at the 25-yard line for the Tigers. And that's where they will start their third drive now of the day. So we've only played about 6 minutes of football here. And already, you know, three changes of possession, third possession for the Tigers.
But again, on that punt, we saw him do it the first time. He is rolling out there. He's setting it up for down the road here.
And you kind of started seeing that a little bit at the college game. You know, Nebraska's punter's kind of rolling out now, too. And it's just a little extra thing that you have to think about as a coach.
Right.
All right, Banger, back in the gun. He has Wilkerson behind him. He's going to fake the handoff. Nope, he is going to hand it off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson trying to get the outside. He's not going to get there. Great job there for Fairbury stretching that one out. He's not going to gain anything, but didn't lose anything either.
Yeah, good open field tackle there by Jameson Runge, 190-pound senior.
And we saw this a lot a couple of weeks ago. Auburn really tries to establish the ends as well, and that Fairbury defense did a great job that night stretching it out too. So bring up 2nd and 10 here for the Tigers. 6:20 remaining in the first quarter. No score. Each team has either went 3 and out or Fall City's turned it over once. Banger in the gun, Wilkerson behind him. 2 wide receivers left, 1 right. Here's the snap. Banger drops back to pass. He's still in the pocket. He's going to roll up, now throw it downfield, and that'll be a catch for Fall City. That'll be a Ryan Cottrell across the middle, and that'll give the Tigers our first down of the day.
All right, good coverage there for Fairbury. And 26, Conrad Kozelka on the coverage.
That one a gain of about 11 to 12 in our biggest gain of the day. And, you know, you thought after that first play, Fall City ran the very first play for 9 yards.
Right.
And then since then, we've had about 2 yards of offense between the two teams.
Yep.
So, Jacoby Bangert back in the gun. A fresh set of chains here for Fall City. He'll have a back behind him. Here's the snap. He's going to hand it off up the middle. Nowhere to go on that one for Fall City, though. Fairbury did a great job kind of swarming there. That one to Gavin Bauer for no gain.
Trace Guzman in on the tackle for the Jets.
And it looks like they're actually going to mark him a yard behind the chain, so he's going to actually lose one on that one. A negative yardage play here on first down for Fairbury. Ball's at the 36-yard line of the Tigers. Neither team has ran a play in their opponent's territory yet in the first quarter. Bangert in the gun, three wide to the right. Wilkerson in the backfield. Bangert going to drop back to pass. He's looking off to the left where he had a single receiver. He's rolling out. Now he throws downfield. That one tipped by the Fairbury running back, and that's twice tonight we've seen Bangert roll out and kind of wait till the last minute to throw that, and both times a little bit dangerous of a pass.
Correct. As you said, Fairbury tipped that one there at the last moment. But again, he's holding on to it. He's holding on to it as he gets closer to that out of bounds, and then he unloads it.
You know, and credit Fairbury's defensive back so far. Pretty good coverage downfield. Not a lot of receivers open, really. The only, I think, completed pass we've had tonight was that one to Cottrell a few plays ago across the middle. So that'll bring up 3rd and 11 for the Tigers. 4:40 left in the first quarter. Tigers moving north to south. Ball on the 36-yard line of the Jets. Bangert in the gun. And we have a flag on the play coming from the back judge. That'll be a delay of game penalty. So Fall City going to move back 5 yards here, and that'll bring up 3rd and 16. Not what you want on this possession.
Correct. But, you know, they still got decent field position, though. They're still out in front of the 30, so.
Excuse me, we're on the Tigers' 30. We have not made it into Jets territory yet.
Right.
The Jets haven't made it into Tigers' territory yet. So ball now at the 31. Tigers' own 31. They got a wide receiver, a couple wide receivers to each side. Bangert. Looks like Gavin Bauer behind him. Bangert going to drop back to pass. He's looking downfield. Looking. Lots of time. Just nowhere to go with it. And finally, Bangert's going to be hit and taken down. That one's going to be a loss of about 15. That'll drop Bangert all the way back at about the 16-yard line.
Having a tough time picking that number out on the far side of the field, but it looks like it was Kozelka.
Once again, great coverage for the Jets downfield. And, you know, Jacoby just hanging on to that looking. He had quite a bit of time, but just nowhere to go with it. Be a punting situation here for Fall City. 4th and a very long line to gain here. This is one of those where you just hope to punt it past the first down marker. Layden back to punt. He gets the kick out. That one's going to be short, and that one's going to go out at about the 35-yard line of the Jets. Didn't make it back to the original line of scrimmage there, and Jets will have good field position with 3:51 left here in the first quarter.
And again, on that snap, you could see Elijah holding it a little longer than normal. And I don't know if he was trying to look downfield for something, too, trying to set something up later down the road. But, yeah, he held that a long time before he punted it.
You know, and the bonus of that, really, giving your guys a chance to get down on punt coverage. But, unfortunately, that punt off of Layton's foot, off the left side of his foot, and it'll be 1st and 10 from the Jets from their own 33-yard line. Nipper takes the snap. He hands it off the middle to Smith. Smith up the center for about 3 yards before he's brought down. It'll be about 2nd and 7 for the Tigers, or for the Jets.
On the tackle there, Brock Niedfeld and Chase Simpson.
So Fairbury, their third possession of the day, and one of the few plays they've had with positive yardage on the day. Smith gained 3. Nipper in the gun. Smith on one side, Kozelka on the other. This handoff goes to Kozelka. Kozelka nowhere to go. He's met at the line, but he, once again, just kind of squirts out there. He may have gotten 2 or 3 on that one before being brought down. And really, that's twice tonight where Kozelka been hit at the line of scrimmage but managed to pick up a couple.
Yeah, it looks like we have Chase Simpson and Elijah Layden in on the tackle.
So third and a relatively decent 3-4 here for the Jets. And, you know, get a first down here. They're in business at their own 27. Nippert takes a snap. He rolls out to his right. nowhere to go with it, passes it back across the middle off the hands of his receiver. A pretty good pass into coverage there, but just off the hands of his receiver. Looked like maybe Conrad Kozelka down there, and Fairbury will have a fourth down and four here, likely to go for it on their own 27.
Yep, you're, again, last game of the year, you're in, can't really punt it away or kick the field goal, so yeah, you're definitely going for it on this one.
So the Jeffs in Tiger territory at the Tiger 27. Fourth down and four. 2:47 left here in the first quarter in Fairbury, Nebraska. No score. Nipper in the gun. Nick Smith off to his left. Nipper takes a snap. He's looking downfield, looking. He thinks he has a receiver. That Smith out of the backfield. Did he catch it?
Nope.
He did not. That one hit the ground before he was able to reel it in. And unfortunate, because Smith had some space there for Fairbury. If he would have had that, able to reel that in. But ball hits the turf, and we have a turnover on downs. Ball go back to Fall City.
Yeah, and again, that pass was a little bit low as your receiver had to go down in the grass to try and get it. And again, it's incomplete. Turnover on downs for Fairbury.
So lots of changes of possession here in the first quarter. No scores. 2:39 left in the first quarter. Fall City's fourth possession of the game starts at their own 27-yard line. Bangert in the gun. He takes the snap. He hands it off to Wilkerson up the middle. Wilkerson's going to gain two or three before he's brought down by a Jeff, and that'll bring up about second and eight for the Tigers.
And that tackler there by the Jeffs, he turns the right way, I think, is Jarrett Wood.
So as we kind of talked about earlier, this one might be a game of who scores first and who can maybe be fortunate with a turnover or something like that. We thought we might, you know, have one there with the short punt from the Tigers, but Tigers defense kind of bowed up. Banger in the gun, two receivers off to his right, Wilkerson behind. He gets the handoff, Wilkerson. He's going to be met right away, though, by the Jeffs, and nowhere to go. Lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that'll bring up third and eight.
And on the tackle that time is Trace Guzman.
So the first quarter here in Fairbury flying by, just a minute and 44 seconds left in the first quarter. No score between the Jeffs and the Tigers. Fall City's going to have third and eight at their own 29-yard line. Banger in the gun. He goes hard count. He gets the snap. Looked like Fairbury had a guy that jumped. I don't see a flag.
No
Banger looking, rolling out. Nowhere to go with it. He's going to be hit from behind and brought back down. I don't see a flag, so it doesn't look like Fairbury jumped offside. And it'll bring up fourth down.
He definitely jumped, but he must have not went too far. But in on the tackle that time for the Jeffs is Kingston.
So you had kind of what you wanted there for Fall City. You got a guy to jump. He just didn't jump far enough to be offside. Bangert loses three, bring up fourth and 11 from their own 26. Here's the snap to Layden. Layden going to punt it away. He kicks it downfield. That'll bounce at the 50. Going to be picked up and hit right away for Fall City. And that might be one you just want to let roll next time. Looked like back for the Jets there was number four, James Martin. And Martin, you know, picked that one up, and the Fall City guy was talking in his ear as he picked it up.
When I saw him bend down and pick it up, I was like, well, you got two white jerseys bearing down on you, man. But he held on to it.
So that one, a much better punt for Elijah Layden. Gets it out across the 50 out into Fall City, or out into Fairbury territory. Jess will start with the ball at their own 36-yard line. First and 10, 44 seconds to go here in the first quarter of action. Fairbury Jess and Fall City Tigers. Nippert takes a snap. He throws a little bubble screen out to the flat. Receiver almost fell over, but great job of coverage there for Fall City. Going to be hit right away and lose about four there for the Jeffs. That catch was Gavin Gerst there for Fairbury.
And again, you saw a little bit of the wet field there as a footing slid, but Baden Layden and Grant Copesay on the tackle.
So we'll see if Fairbury decides to let the clock run out here. 17 seconds left in the first quarter. No score. Two teams looking to end their season with a W in the win-loss column. Fairbury is going to come up to the line with 5 seconds left. Nipper in the gun. Kozelka and Smith on either side of him. A receiver split out to both sides. Went for a hard count snap. Didn't snap it. And that'll end our first quarter of action. 0-0 is our score here in Fairbury. We're going to take a one-minute break. We'll be right back with high school football on KTNC. You're listening to KTNC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
El Camino Electric in Falls City can help you with all your electrical problems. With over 15 years experience, licensed, insured, and bonded, El Camino Electric serves agriculture, residential, and commercial clients in southeast Nebraska. El Camino can also give free estimates on any major electrical work you want done. Want the best? Call El Camino Electric in Falls City. Call 402-245-3628. El Camino Electric in Falls City. Electrical problem solver.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to our KTNC Game of the Week presented by F&M Bank in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. Fairbury going to go with a screen pass out of the first quarter timeout here. A hit out of the backfield is Kazelke. He's going to gain about 6 or 7 there on second down and set up a manageable 3rd and 8 for the Jets.
Wilkerson shoves him out of bounds along with Brock Niefeld.
So the Jeffs, a pretty positive game there. Might be their longest play of the day, about 6 or 7 yards there on the screen pass. And we'll see what they decide to do with it here. Ball on their own 38. No score. Just started the second quarter here in Fairbury. Last regular season game, Nebraska High School football, playoff football. Next week you can check out the Eagles of Johnson Brock next Friday on KTNC. They're going to be taking on Crofton. Nippert takes a snap. He's going to roll to his left. Ball City sending a couple blitzers up the middle. Rolling, throws it downfield into traffic. That one's going to be hit away, and a great defensive coverage there. Ball City, 2 guys up, 1 falls incomplete.
Yeah, looks like you had Bodie Jones and Ryan Cottrell over there on the far side working together to get that ball out of there.
And it's been a struggle to move the ball tonight for both teams. Only about 3 plays in an opponent territory. That was the Jeffs, and that was off of a short punt from Falls City, and then Falls City managed to hold Fairbury to, you know, a 4 and turnover on down. So another punting situation. Jarrett Wood for the Jeffs going to punt it away. High snap, loft to his right. He's got to get it away quick. He does downfield, and that one's going to bounce out. And a pretty good bounce
pretty
for
good
the Jeffs. Rolled right along the sidelines, never went out of bounds, and downed at the 23-yard line. So that one looked like it was going to bounce out right away,
right,
and never did.
Yeah. And again, he didn't have a chance, the punter didn't have a chance to roll out on that one because Fall City was sending a blitz right away.
So a couple of times tonight we've seen a rough snap on a punt that, you know, one of those goes over the head, and there's that, you know, first big mistake,
right,
you're talking about. Either way, it'll be Tiger ball. 1st and 10 at their own 23-yard line. We'll see if they can start something here early in the second quarter. Banger in the gun. He's got a back behind him. That's Gavin Bauer. Banger's going to fake it to Bauer. He's going to throw out to Wilkerson in the flat just over Wilkerson's head, and that'll fall incomplete. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Out there on the coverage for the Jeffs, looks like we had
So something you'll see, you know, Fall City do a little bit is move Jayton Wilkerson out of the backfield, out into about the slot, and run some out patterns with him. Like we said, you know, Wilkerson, 141-pound senior, very shifty, can really cut and make some moves on some routes. He'll play in the backfield as well, as he is here. He's lined up behind Bangert. Bauer off to Bangert's side. 2 receivers for the Tigers. Off to Bangert's right. He takes a snap. He's going to drop back to pass this one. He throws it out into the flat to Bauer. Bauer is going to drop that one. That one hit Gavin right in the hands, just not able to bring it in, and it'll bring up 3rd and 10 here for the Tigers.
And again, you wonder if that wet football kind of had something to do with it there. We talked about before the game, but Jarek Mann's in on the coverage for Fairbury.
So we're up here in, you know, a nice cozy press box. I know when we walked into the press box, it was cold, it was misty,
it was
everything was wet. Don't know if it's still, I mean, you can kind of see some fog in the air, maybe a little mist coming down, but you know, nothing to dry out that mist on the grass either. Third and 10 here for the Tigers. Banger in the gun. Wilkerson behind. He's going to get a fake handoff, and Banger's going to roll out to his right. He's looking downfield, looking, and the pass once again off of the Tigers' hands. Another one that hit the Tigers right into the hands. That one looked like maybe Grant Cobes out there, but going to be dropped and bring up fourth down here for the Tigers.
Yeah. Again, the Tigers trying to do something different there with this possession, but those passes just not working.
You know, and then three pretty good passes there on that possession for Bangert. Two of them actually hit his receivers in the hands and then were dropped. So either way, Layden back to punt again. His legs got to work out. He fumbles the snap. He's going to get hit, but get the punt off. Oh, man.
I don't know how he got that off.
That one's going to be out across the 52, and I think Layden might have punted that with his left foot. He bobbled the snap.
Right.
He was hit as he kicked it. But he managed to get the punt off, and one of his better punts of the day came on a bobbled snap and getting hit while you're punting. So,
and again, you could see that as soon as it was snapped, he was having troubles getting his hands on it. And again, with a red jersey coming at you hard, he got it away, and it was not a bad punt.
And the refs all have towels to kind of dry the ball off, so you know it's at least a little slick out there. Fairbury going to take their possession, first and 10 from their own 41. Nipper in the gun. He's got a back on either side. He's going to run the option out to the left. Nowhere to go. Nowhere to go. Fall City stretching it out, and he's going to get hit after about a gain of two. But pretty good job again there for the Tigers stretching it out.
Brock Needfield, your defensive end, staying hold on and where he's supposed to be and doing his job. It brings him down.
So Fairbury tried to pull their receiver from the right side in motion, maybe trying to get Fall City's defense to shift over a little bit, and then ran the option to the weak side of the field here.
Right.
Ball on the right hash, second and 7 from Fairbury's 44-yard line. No score, 10:57 left in the second quarter between the Jeffs and the Tigers. Nipper in the gun, he takes the snap. He's going to hand it off to Kozelka up the middle. He's got a hole, and he's out across the 50 all the way out to about the 45. They're officially going to mark him at the 46. That'll be the Jeffs' first down of the game, I believe.
Yeah, Kobza and Elijah Layden getting the tackle for the Tigers.
So a good hole there for the Fairbury offensive line, one of the first ones of the day. Kozelka makes some pay, and Kozelka's kind of that big back, that bruiser that you're going to, you know, everybody's going to have to try to bring him down. He broke about two tackles there. Nipper takes a snap. He's going to hand it off to Nick Smith, the little back this time. Smith up the middle, another good hole. He's going to gain about 6 or 7 before he's brought down. Fairbury's starting to move the football.
Yeah. Let's see. Who got the tackle for the Tigers there? Look like Bodie Jones. And Elijah Layden.
Something we haven't seen much tonight. Fairbury going to go quick. They're already back up at the line. Not much of a huddle. Nipper in the gun. Kozelka off to his right. Smith to his left. He's going to hand it off to Kozelka this time up the middle. Kozelka met at the line of scrimmage, but he's going to pull a couple of guys forward out to about the 36-yard line. Going to bring up third and very short here for the Jeffs.
Elijah Layden getting the tackle there on that one.
So Fairbury feeling pretty good about their run game. Three pretty positive runs. You'll probably see that here again. Nipper up under center. He's going to take the snap and just run a quarterback sneak forward. Don't know that the pile moved much, though. This one might be fourth down. Great job there for Fall City.
And again, it looked like they tried to do the old tush push there. And just, but, yeah, Fall City defensive line doing what they needed to do and stopped them.
All right, so Fall City bows up on third and one, and they make it fourth and one here for the Jeffs. So a positive drive for Fairbury is kind of stalled out. Nipper going to take the snap and the gun. Kozelka off to his right, Nick Smith to his left, a receiver on either side. He takes the snap, hands it off to Smith up the middle. Smith met at the line of scrimmage. A lot of bodies there. I don't know that he got it, though. And I believe Fall City has just held Fairbury on third and one to a turnover on down.
Yeah, that was a great defensive stand by the Tigers there on those last two. Again, third and one and fourth and one to get that ball back.
So it'll be Fairbury, Fall City football here. They hold Fairbury to no yards after they got it to third and one, and Fairbury had three really good runs there and then just kind of stalled out. So ball back to Fall City in Fall City territory. Ball at their own 42-yard line to start this drive. Banger in the gun. He's got Wilkerson behind. Bauer off to his left. He's going to hand it off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson up the middle. He gets about three or four before he's brought down, and a good positive run there for the Tigers on their first possession, or their first play of this drive.
Jamison Runge, 190-pound senior, getting the tackle for the Jets.
Second and six here for the Tigers. As we thought, it's been a little bit of a struggle for both of these teams to move the ball tonight. Some raindrops starting to hit our windows, so you know it's going to get a little bit more wet out there. Banger in the gun. He takes a snap, hands it off to Wilkerson up the middle. Wilkerson's going to get another yard or two before he's brought down again. That'll bring up about third and four for the Tigers.
Again, you got about four red jerseys wrapping them up there, shoving them backwards. Guzman and Gertz.
You know, credit both teams so far. Both teams have been in, you know, a little bit of a tough situation. Both teams bending but not breaking.
Correct.
So far on the defensive side of the ball. Fairbury, you know, letting Fall City or Fall City getting about 3 to 4 yards to carry, but nothing more, and haven't gotten those first downs. Banger in the gun. He's got Bauer behind him. Three receivers off to his left. He takes a snap, hands it off to Bauer up the middle. Bauer, a good hole. He's going to be out near the first down. This one will be close. He's out to about the 47-yard line. Clock's going to be stopped here, so it looks like it'll be fourth down. But if it's fourth, it's fourth and very, very short. Less than a yard here for the Tigers.
Yeah, fourth and inches. I'm surprised they didn't measure that. But anyway, it doesn't matter.
You know, that's something we don't see a lot anymore either, is them bringing out the chain.
Right.
So, either way, Tigers going to go for it here on fourth and short. They line up in tush-push formation, as you can probably call it now in 2025. We'll call it what it is, tush-push formation. Officials timeout on the field. It looks like maybe they're going to bring out the chains to measure this one.
Now they are, yeah. What the heck? Fall City was ready to run the play. Coach Banger,
I know.
Coach Banger did not like the way they stopped that. He was out there vocally telling them something.
So you mark that one.
Yeah.
As an officiating crew, you mark it. You call fourth down. Everybody's called fourth down. Fall City breaks their huddle, gets up to the line, and right as they're about to snap it,
man,
they bring out the chain.
I don't get it. But anyway, it's still fourth down.
And as we thought, and as everybody thought, we're back to where we started. Fourth and very short, fourth and inches.
Yeah.
Tiger is going to line up in tush-push formation.
Nope.
We'll see if they have better success than the Jets did a few moments ago. Banger under center. He takes a snap. Here's the play, and Banger going to squeeze ahead for about 2 to 3 yards. That'll be a first down for the Tigers.
Yep. They got the first down on that one with their 2-3.
And, you know, the two tush pushes that we've seen, a little bit different variations. Fairbury
yep.
has their backs
yep.
about 5 yards deep. Fall City, their backs right on the quarterback and pushed him across the line of scrimmage. So 7:03 left to play here in the first half of action in Fairbury. A very quick first half of action so far. Neither team able to move the ball much. No score. The Tigers have the ball. They are driving there out near the 50. Banger in the gun. Bauer off to his right. Wilkerson behind. Fake the handoff to Wilkerson. Banger going to roll out, looking downfield. He has a receiver open. That's Cottrell. Cottrell catches it at the 35-30. He's still on his feet down to about the 20. They're going to mark him out at the 27, so a really positive gain there
yeah.
for the Tigers.
Good catch, good positive gain, and moving him forward the yards after the reception, and Gavin Gertz is shoving him out of bounds.
So first time tonight, Fall City's been able to run that rollout for Bankert and have a receiver get open. Cottrell came from all the way across the other side of the field. Fall City driving and in business here with 6:33 remaining. The receiver's off to Bangert's right. Wilkerson's behind. He gets the snap. Going to hand it off to Jayton around the outside. Wilkerson looking. Now he's going to try to get the corner. He barely does before he's brought down, maybe two or three. Once again, a great job there for the Jets stretching it out.
Yeah. And like you said, that defensive line, the linebackers just keep moving it sideways. And I think the last one to shove him out of bounds over there was Wood.
And Wilkerson isn't slow by any means. He's
right.
got some speed, so when he tries to get to the outside and there's nothing there, you know that Fairbury's doing a great job kind of stretching that out. All right, second and eight here. Banger in the gun. Wilkerson behind. Three receivers off to his left. He hands it off to Wilkerson. Big hole up the middle. Wilkerson about 6, 7, 8 yards. I think he's out across for the first down. We do have a flag from the back judge. We'll see what that one is.
That came after the play was pinned down.
He pointed towards the white jerseys here. We're going to have an illegal block in the back for Fall City. And unfortunate, because that would have been a first down,
right,
and that would have given Fall City the ball out of, well, you know, on the just 15, driving for a score.
Right. And so, again, here's where you have to respond if you're the Fall City offense. You just had a great play, but you had a flag thrown and move it back and see if they can get the momentum back.
Because of where the penalty occurred, not huge yardage incursion here for Fall City, just 3 yards lost, now 2nd and 11. Bangert in the gun. He takes the snap. He drops back. He's looking out into the flat. And, receiver caught it, got hit there. That was Gavin Bauer on the reception. He catches it, but I think he got hit before he caught it.
Well, I think Jerick Mans on the coverage there jumped in front trying to intercept it or knock it down. Bauer still caught it.
So not a huge gain for the Tigers, just 2. It'll bring up 3rd and 9. We'll see if Fall City can get another positive play here. Banger in the gun. Bauer off to his right. Wilkerson behind. Two receivers off to his right side. He's going to drop back, look downfield. He finds Bauer out of the backfield. Bauer up the field, and a big hit on Gavin Bauer right as he was near the marker. He's going to be about a yard short, but Bauer with about an 8-yard gain.
Right. Bauer doing great. Again, yards after the catch, moving it down the field. Jerick Mann's coming up and putting that big hit on him. Brings up, 4th and 2?
4th and 2 here for the Tigers. Maybe a short 3, long 2. Ball at the 25 of Fairbury. So we've seen Fall City have a big 4th down stop. We'll see if Fairbury can get one of their own here. 4:06 remaining in the second quarter. No score. Banger with the hard count. Gets Fairbury to jump. Nobody offsides. Hands it off to Wilkerson up the middle. Nowhere to go. He's dancing. He's going to be brought down at the line of scrimmage. That'll be a turnover on downs, and that will give the ball right back to the Jeffs. 3:55 remaining in the second quarter.
A lot of red jerseys over there on that far side. Slowing Wilkerson down and finally bringing him down.
The Tigers went with a hard count there. Once again, Fairbury didn't. Pretty disciplined, didn't jump offside, and wasn't able to pick up the 3 yards on the Wilkerson carry. So, ball back to Fairbury. Nipper in the gun here, back on either side. He's going to hand it off to Kazelka. Kazelka trying to get the outside. He's going to get about 2 or 3 before he's brought down by the Tigers. Be a gain of 2 on first down for the Jets.
Way on the far side of the field over there, shoving them out of bounds, is going to be Copsa and Bauer.
So neither team much success on offense. Both teams have had the ball in their opponent's territory once or maybe twice. Not able to do anything with it. No score. 3:25 left until halftime. We're in Fairbury, Nebraska. The Jeffs taking on the Fall City Tigers. Nippert takes a snap and he hands it off to Kazelka up the middle. He's met right away, though, and a host of Fall City defenders there. Going to push him back to the original line of scrimmage and bring up 3rd and 10.
Yeah, like you said, a lot of white jerseys there, and looks like we got Simpson and Copsa.
So we'll see if Fall City can get a stop here on 3rd down, maybe get the ball back for one more trip down the field in the first half. A lot of possessions for both teams, not a lot of yards to go with it, though.
Yes, exactly.
I feel like we've been a little bit of an auctioneer this first half with plays just going. But we have not had many breaks in the action tonight. Both teams trying to end their season with a win. Nipper in the gun. He's got a back on either side of him. Two wide receivers off to his right. He's going to roll to this near sideline looking downfield. He hoists one up, and it's going to fall incomplete. There was a just receiver there. He was open, but just a little bit underthrown, and that one hung up in the air a long time.
And again, he had 3 white jerseys coming over. Copsa, Jones, and Wilkerson.
Looking for C.J. Goking down the right side here. And that'll bring up a punting situation for Fairbury. Jarrett Wood back to punt. We know he likes to roll out on his punts. Probably not a fake here with 10 yards to go. He's got nowhere to go, though. He's going to be sacked. Great job. Fall City blitzed up the middle, and that's huge, huge for the Tigers. They're going to take him down at about the they're going to mark it.
He's inside the 10.
It is inside the 10 for sure. Where are they going to mark that one? Looks like they're going to give forward progress to about the 10-yard line. So he went down at about the 2-yard line. But they're going to give him the forward progress to the 10. Either way, huge opportunity here for the Tigers.
As we said, for this game, here's the first big momentum shift with this first and goal from the 9.
First and goal on the not able to punt situation. Banger going to hand it off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson slips going up the middle. He's going to gain about 2 or 3. There was some running room there, but once again, the wet conditions kind of playing a factor.
You see that foot give out a little bit when he tried to cut it back. Again on the tackle for the Jeffs is your linebacker, Jarrett Wood.
So Falsetti didn't necessarily block a punt there.
No.
I think the Fairbury punter went to roll out like he usually does and saw there was a bunch of Falsetti guys right there and had nowhere to go when to kick it and was just hit and taken backwards. So Falsetti, some prime real estate here. 2nd and 7 from their own 7. 2nd and goal from Fairbury 7. Wilkerson up the middle. He's got some room. He's down to about the 1. Did he make it in? They're going to mark him a half a yard short. It'll bring up 3rd and a half a yard. Maybe a yard here for Fall City. They know exactly what they're going to do. It's push formation. Fall City right up to the line. Here's the snap. Ball up the middle. They're still moving. No signal, and he's in. We got a touchdown, Tigers. And once again, the tush push does its job. You know, Banger was kind of stood up there, but it was those backs right behind him that pushed him across the line, and that'll be a Tigers touchdown on a 1-yard run by Jacoby Banger.
Yeah, there it is. But again, off the punt that Tigers sacked him on, doesn't add up.
Gavin Bauer going to try the extra point here. Fall City trying to run a man off late here. Still going. No signal from the back judge. They snap it, kicks up, and it is good. So Fall City got the player off. Kick is good. 7-0. Tigers lead. 1:13 left here in the second quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
When it comes to your money, bigger isn't always better. At F&M Bank, we're proud to be the only local community bank right here in your backyard. That means decisions are made by people who know you, your family, and your business, not by someone across the country. Whether it's buying a home, growing your business, or saving for the future, F&M Bank is here with the personal service and flexible solutions you deserve. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local focus. Local solutions. F&M Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury here. Your scoring drive being brought by Farm Bureau. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
That drive, a 3-play, 9-yard scoring drive capped off by a Jacoby Banger 1-yard run with 1:13 left in the second quarter makes your score 7-0. Tigers as we near halftime. So as we talked about it, who was going to have the first big mistake and who was going to capitalize off that first big mistake? Fall City had just 9 yards to go there, and they push it in. So Fall City going to kick it back to the Jeffs here. Gavin Bauer back for the Jeffs. Nick Smith and James Martin. Here's the kick. Smith going to let it roll out of bounds, and that'll give Fairbury pretty good field position with 1:13 left here before halftime. So when we were here a couple of weeks ago, Auburn kicked it off to start the second quarter, and Smith ran that thing back about 70 yards for a touchdown. So maybe not the worst thing in the world to avoid Smith there, especially for a team, you know, two teams who've had trouble moving the ball down the field on offense versus, you know, kind of kicking it off or...
Ball being spotted to 35.
Yeah, some people were motioning maybe they were going to make Fall City re-kick it here, but they're just going to take the yardage and the ball at the 35. So Fairbury, 1:13 left to try to punch a score in of their own. Down 7-0. They're going to start with the ball on the right hash at the 35. Nippert in the gun. Smith and Kozelka in the backfield. Kozelka going to get the handoff up the middle. He's out across the 40 to about, no, they're going to mark him down at the 40. Gain of 5 on the first play for Fairbury.
In on the tackle for the Tigers there, your defensive end, Brock Niefeld.
And Fairbury going to take a timeout here. We're going to take one with them. 104 left in the second quarter. The Jeffs are trailing 7-0 to the Tigers. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Hey everybody, Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock, starting with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now, we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We got a great lineup. Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Fairbury, Nebraska. High school football game of the week on KTNC presented by F&M Bank. F&M Bank in Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. Fairbury trying to drive for a score of their own here. They have a minute and 4 seconds to do it. Ball on their own 40. Both backs going to split out. Nippert's back by himself. He's going to drop back to pass. He throws it across the middle. Wide open catch, C.J. Goking. He's at the 50 out to about the 45 of the Tigers, and some positive momentum here for the Jeffs.
Yeah, and the Tigers playing, going back in that prevent defense, and they had two guys way back on the 30, and then they just couldn't come up in time to get that pass.
And Goking down for the Jeffs. They're going to bring a couple of coaches out here. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to check in on CJ. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC after this 30-second timeout.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
CJ Guertasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury, Nebraska. Jeffs have the ball. Goking was able to walk off under his own power. They take the snap right away. Drops back for the pass. Pass downfield. Two guys there to get it. Did Falls City get the interception? No.
They're still fighting for it.
Both guys battling for it. Referee's going to signal incomplete pass.
Yeah.
Dangerous pass there for the Jeffs. We also had a penalty on the play. That one in the backfield. Thought it might be holding.
Yeah.
He's going to call roughing the passer. That'll give the Jeffs an extra 15 yards here.
Wow.
And the Jeffs have 36 seconds to go. And they're going to have the ball on Falls City's 30-yard line.
You know, I did not see how that one happened because I was watching the pass downfield and Falls City had good coverage on it. And again, looked like they were wrestling for it as they went to the turf.
So a big mistake there for Falls City gives the Jeffs a free 15 yards and Falls City 36 seconds to go 30 yards here for a score of their own. Nippert in the gun. He drops back to pass. Looking downfield, looking. Nowhere to go. He's going to roll out here to the right. Still looking, still looking, still looking. Nowhere to go. He's going to try to run it. Great job there of covering for Falls City. Nippert's going to be hit and driven out of bounds. I think he maybe got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, Gavin Bauer doing a great job running him down and shoving him out of bounds.
So Nippert there ran about 40 yards to gain zero on the play.
Correct.
I mean, he was about 30 yards back on the drop, 20 yards back on the drop, and then ran out to the side and couldn't find anybody open. I think they did mark him out of bounds. The ball came out and went out of bounds as well, I think. So,
yeah. Oh,
they're going to roll the clock here. And Fairbury is going to use their timeout. So, came down inbounds. Fairbury uses the timeout. 23 seconds left in the first half. Tigers lead the Jeffs 7-0. We're going to take a 30-second timeout with them. We'll be right back with the end of the first half. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Now that the last game of the season is upon us, we'd like to reflect and give our thanks and gratitude to the coaches, athletes, band members, and cheer teams that gave their absolute best this season. A special thank you as well to all you seniors who'll be playing your last game with us. We appreciate you. So let's go and make it one to remember. Have a great game, and even more importantly, have fun.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Dylan Hendricks, Troy Nelson here in Fairbury, Nebraska. 23 seconds left until half. Fairbury driving, trying to tie the score up. Nipper in the gun. He drops back to pass. Looking downfield, looking, still nothing. Quarterback hit as he threw it. He found Smith out in the flat. Smith has the catch. He's at the 20, 15. He's at the 10, 5, inside the 5, down at about the 1.
Wow.
Nippert was hit by big Caleb Ovner there. He's down, but a huge gain for Fairbury, 20. They're going to say officially 28 yards down at the 2. 10 seconds left here for the Jets to punch it in. Did they use their final timeout? I haven't seen yet there.
No. One up on the board.
Huddling.
Your quarterback is coming back slow.
Yeah.
You got to take a timeout right here for him, don't you?
And did they mark him out of bounds? Clock has stopped.
Yep.
Fairbury hasn't used their timeout, so must have went out of bounds there on the far side. Either way, Fairbury with the ball, they're two of the Tigers, a chance to punch it in here for a score of their own. Right before half, and Coach Banger going to use one of his timeouts to talk it over with his defense. So, 7-0, Fall City leads Fairbury. 10 seconds left here in the second quarter. We're going to take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
First and goal here for the Jets. One of these teams is going to head into halftime with huge momentum. Is it going to be Fall City on defense or the Jets on offense? Snap to Nipper. He's going to roll out to his right, look to pass it. He throws it out incomplete in the end zone, looking for his receiver. That was Connor Kozelka. Ball falls incomplete. Jets, though, still with 6 seconds left. Going to run another play here. They also have a timeout in their back pocket.
Cottrell and Wilkerson in on the coverage for the Tigers in the end zone.
So, will the Jets tie it up here, or at least cut into the seven-point Fall City lead,
yeah,
going to the half with some momentum, or will Fall City's defense bow up and head into halftime at 7-0? 6 seconds left on the clock. Second and 2 from the Tiger 2. Nipper in the gun. He's got Smith back there with him. Or Nipper under center. He's going to toss it out to Kozelka. So Kozelka around the outside. He is in relatively untouched. That'll be a touchdown for the Jets. And we could have a tie ball game again here heading into half. Seven to six now our score. Pending the results of the extra point. Didn't see Nippert under center there. I thought he was back with Nick Smith, and Kozelka was actually the one there in the backfield. Either way, Fairbury going to attempt the extra point here. That'll be Eric Darris on the attempted extra point. So if Fairbury can knock this one through, probably going to head into half all knotted up at 7. Here's the snap. Ball is down, kick is up, and it is low, but good. I mean,
man.
I think the top of that ball touched the goalpost there. So 7-7 is our score. 2 seconds left in the quarter. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after this 60-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Start your martial arts journey today. Telemartial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Fall City, 402-380-3383.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Janice Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
7-7 our score, likely the last play here of the first half. February to kick it off, they kick it off. It's going to roll, and be downed at about the 30-yard line for Falls City. He jumped on top of it right away, so Falls City going to have the option to run one more play here with 1.8 seconds left in the half. So we'll see if Falls City decides to down it here or if they decide to take one shot down the field. Was looking like Falls City might be able to get into halftime, up 7-0, Fairbury able to go 65 yards on that last drive, 7 plays, aided by a 15-yard roughing the passer. Bangert going to kneel this one out. The clocks hit 0, and that'll send us to our Highland Community College halftime break. 7-7 is our score here in Fairbury between the Tigers and the Jeffs. We're going to take a 2-minute timeout. We're going to be back with some halftime action and our Highland Community College halftime report. You are listening to High School Football on KTNC 107.1 FM.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Runza in Falls City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Falls City. They're keeping it real.
Fairbury is proud to be named as one of the world's most ethical companies by Ethisphere for the 13th year in a row. At Thrivent, we believe in serving with excellence and integrity. We help our clients achieve financial clarity so they can lead lives of meaning and gratitude. Contact me, Matthew Gall, at 402-315-8711 to learn more about how Thrivent can help you. World's most ethical companies and Ethisphere names and marks are registered trademarks of Ethisphere LLC. For more details, visit theworldsmostethicalcompanies.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury here. Our halftime reports presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Find them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, it's a foggy, dreary night here in Fairbury, Nebraska, where the Tigers of Falls City are tied with the Jeffs of Fairbury at halftime, 7-7. Let's talk a little bit about how we got there. We knew coming in it was two teams who struggled a little bit to find the end zone, and that's what we saw in the first quarter. Each team about 3 to 4 possessions alone in that quarter, but only, you know, maybe 20, 30 yards of offense to show for it for both teams. We went into the second quarter with a 0-0 score, and it looked like we might be heading into halftime the same way.
Yeah, correct.
It wasn't until 1:13 left in the second quarter that the Tigers were able to punch in the first score of the day. That one was set up by a botched punt that gave the Tigers possession at Fairbury's 9-yard line. Tigers were able to take that 9 yards in three plays, capped off by a banger 1 yard tush push for a touchdown that gave Fall City a 7-0 lead with 1:13 remaining in the first half. And with as much as teams struggled to move the ball in the first half, you figured, oh, that's going to be our halftime score here. But
right.
Fairbury able to drive the ball down the field on their last possession of the first half. They punched in a 2 yard run by Kazelka. That 2 yard run capped off a 7-play, 65 yard drive with 2.4 seconds left in the second quarter. That extra point was good, and that is where we sit at 7-7. That drive also aided by a Fall City mistake. A big roughing the passer penalty on Fall City gave Fairbury an extra 15 yards that got the ball out to about the 30 from about the 45.
Right, yeah. But, yeah, and again, defense is ruling this game. There are not a lot of mistakes, a couple, but not anything major.
So we're sitting 7-7 is our halftime score. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break here a little bit about the weather out there tonight. I know we've talked a little bit about that as well. We're going to hear a couple more minutes of words from our sponsors, and we'll be back with more halftime information. 7-7, the Tigers and Jeffs tied at halftime. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Experience local banking with people you know and trust. For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha has been your true and local hometown bank. Strong, steady, and local. Visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
A global leader filled with hometown spirit, Fast Global Solutions is proud to support area school athletics. Trusted by companies from all over the globe, Fast Global Solutions is an industry leader in airline, air cargo, and material handling equipment. Our high-quality, innovative products are backed by an experienced team with small-town values. Just like student-athletes, Fast Global Solutions is committed to excellence in providing winning solutions to our customers, community, and employees. Visit us at FastSolutions.com to learn more.
Global presence with small-town spirit.
This is your classic hit station, KTNC Fall City. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko. Overcast for tonight, a few showers in the area at times. Better chances do come early on. Temperatures mainly hold steady. Winds east-northeasterly, 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, cloudy. Chance for more showers, but mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 57. Winds remain east-southeast, 5 to 15. Saturday night, it remains cloudy. Shower chances continue. Lows drop to 49. Winds still east-southeast, 5 to 10. Sunday, mostly cloudy. Still a slight chance for a few showers. Highs heading to the upper 50s. Winds east, 5 to 15. Sunday night, slight chances for showers continue, especially after midnight. Lows head down to 47. And then shower chances in the forecast again on Monday. That's your weatherology forecast on KTNC. Right now it's 52.
In the heart of Fall City, your family's health comes first, and that's where Fall City Family Practice comes in. We are your hometown clinic, offering family medicine services such as checkups, school physicals, and yearly health exams that fit your schedule and your life. And hey, we're accepting new patients. Call us today at 402-245-3232 and take the first step toward better health for the whole family. Fall City Family Practice, where care feels like home.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, But we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's time to remind the women we love to take care of themselves, and that includes getting a screening mammogram. We know it's not always easy to find time. That's why this October, Sebatha Community Hospital is making it more convenient than ever with special evening mammogram nights. Join us from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. on October 1st, 8th, and 15th. These are additional times designed to fit into your busy schedule so you can prioritize your health. Call 284-1525 to schedule your evening mammogram.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler, DDS, on Facebook.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury High School in Fairbury, Nebraska. The Tigers of Fall City traveling down Highway 8 to take on the Jets tonight. 7-7 score at halftime here. Once again, our halftime presentation brought to you by Highland Community College. You're close to home, but far from debt. That's Highland Community College. Find them online at highlandcc.edu. Let's talk about some scores from around the area. If you listen to any of our eight-man football coverage, you know the playoffs for Class D1 and D2 kicked off yesterday. Local team Johnson Brock, they beat the North Platte St. Patrick's Irish 57-30 to move on in the Class D1 playoffs. They'll play at Crofton 5 p.m. next Friday on Halloween. That game will be on KTNC. You can listen to Randy Gatula and Blaine Behrens on the call for that one. Who will they be taking on? As we said, the Crofton team, number 5 seed in the D1 bracket, a 90-20 win.
Man.
Crofton puts up 90 on Kimball yesterday to move on in the D1 playoffs. Lord Central Catholic took down Guardian Angels. Central Catholic 43-12 last night. Sandy Creek, last year's state champion, the number 3 seed, took down EMF 60-14. They move on as well. Thayer Central takes down Perkins County 47-6. The Thayer Central team will move on in the D1 bracket as well. In the D2 bracket, Elmwood Murdoch with a 58-14 win over Bancroft Rosalie, and Lawrence Nelson a 59-14 win over Osceola. Those two teams will meet in round two, as will Burwell. The Burwell Longhorns upset BDS 49-30 last night, that game in Bruning. BDS coming into the game 6-2, but they will end their season 6-3, and that Burwell team take on Archangel Central Catholic. They take down Weeping Water 48-20. Some other scores from around the area tonight. In other 11-man action, Auburn up 29-14 on Nebraska City, that game at halftime. And Syracuse up 33-7 on Wilbur, that game nearing halftime as well. And that'll likely give Syracuse the district title, and they will be the only team from the C11 district in the playoffs here coming up starting next week. In six-man action, the number one team in six-man action in Nebraska, Red Cloud, 7-0. They lead Pawnee City tonight 27-0 at halftime. Pawnee City upset by Diller Odell last week. That'll drop them to 5-3 if they're not able to come back in that one tonight, and will set up an interesting situation to see if they're one of the 16 teams in the six-man playoff bracket. Those will be decided after tonight's game.
Your one score there that you're missing on that sheet, Wahoo is up 49-9 over Concordia at the half.
And Wahoo, I just don't know if anybody's going to be able to touch the Warriors
no.
this year.
Nope. And then from across the river was Rockport up at halftime. What'd we say there? 30-0 Rockport at the half.
So Rockport, the number one team in eight-man football in Missouri, They're taking on Mound City tonight. A little bit of a, you know, relatively close down rivalry there.
Yeah.
And I know district play starts next week in Missouri as well. Rockport undefeated on the year, up 30-0 on the Panthers. All right. A couple minutes left here in halftime. We're going to take another quick break. We're going to take a 60-second timeout. And when we come back, we'll have second half action from Fairbury, where the Jets and the Tigers are tied 7-7. We'll take a quick 60-second break. We'll be right back. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC 107.1 FM.
Sideline Sports Bar and Grill in Sabetha has recently opened and has delicious food, cold drinks, and a friendly atmosphere. Serving food from 11 to 9, great appetizers, wings, smash burgers, and other great sandwiches. Sidelines has two pool tables and 18 big screen TVs. Great place to watch your favorite sport. Stop in and eat before your high school games this fall. Check them out on Facebook. Sidelines Sports Bar and Grill, 1008 Main Street, Sabetha, 284-2978.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? KexRx Pharmacy has you covered. KexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, KexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At KexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit KexRx.com to book your consult with KexRx Pharmacy today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Dylan Henriksen, Troy Nelson back in Fairbury, Nebraska for second half action. Fall City and Fairbury playing their last games of the season. Neither team going to make the playoffs. One team will head home and end their season with a W. Looking for some other football action tonight over on our sister station, Sunny 101.3, and the lead lumber game of the week. You can hear our longtime play-by-play crew, John Nixon and Randy Catula, on the call as Rockport hosting Mound City in Missouri. Eight-man action tonight. Also coming up later this weekend, tomorrow morning, early kickoff for the Huskers right here on KTNC. That one, an 11 a.m. kickoff against Northwestern. Huskers looking to bounce back after their performance and loss last week up in the Tri-Cities. And on Monday this week, we have some Chiefs football on Sunny 101.3. The Chiefs playing Monday Night Football this week. So no football action on your Sunday on our stations. We'll have to wait till Monday for the Chiefs.
All right, so start the second half here. Let's see what the Tigers will do with this kickoff.
Tigers kicking off. Fairbury deferred. They'll take the ball to start the second half. Here's the kick. Bauer downfield. Ball's going to be caught at about the 20, out across the 25 to the 30, 35, out to the 40, and dragging a couple of Fall City players to about the 42. Good field position here for Fairbury to start their possession. On the return, there was James Martin.
Out to the 40, 41.
So Fairbury went 65 yards on their last possession of the second half, or second quarter, to tie it up. And they start their third quarter, first possession of the second half, at their own 41. So good field position here for Jacob Martin. He takes a snap, hands it to Kazelka up the middle. No room to go. He tries to bounce it outside. He's going to run over a Fall City defender out across the 50, or out across the 45, about to the 50. He's going to be tackled at the 47-yard line, but a gain of about 6 on first down for the Jets.
A lot of white jerseys there bringing him down. Bodie Jones coming off the bottom of the pile, along with Chase Simpson.
Kazelka's helmet comes off there. He's going to have to go off for at least a play here on second and 4. Jess would love to drive down here and go up for the first time in this game. Nipper in the gun. He's got two backs on either side. Nick Smith back there with him, a wide receiver on each side. Smith's going to get the handoff. He's going to try to bounce it out. He's out across the 50, out to about the 47, 48 of the Tigers, and that's a first down for the Jets.
Gavin Bauer, your senior, getting in on the tackle for the Tigers.
So Fairbury come out and kind of punching Fall City in the mouth here. Two runs, a gain of about 6, and then another gain of about 6-7. Gives them a first down, and they're in Tiger territory. Nipper in the gun. Smith in the backfield with him. Kazelka. Kazelka gets the handoff. He bounces it out to the left side. He's going to gain about 2 there before being brought down, maybe 1, and a good job for Fall City, limiting the gain to about 1 there.
I want to say Neatfelt and Hoffner.
What do you do for the Tigers if you're, you know, struggling stopping the run? Well, you just put 288-pound senior Caleb Hoffner right in the middle. Goken going to take the snap. He's going to run the option out to the left side. He's got Kozelka with him. Going to stretch it out. No room to pitch it. Goken's going to go down with it. He may have gotten one on that play, but great job of the Tigers stretching it out there,
right,
and not letting Goken have an opportunity to pitch it.
Right. Again, just what we said Fairbury was doing in the first half, Fall City did here, stretching it out to the sideline. And again, your defense from the left side, stringing and getting down there and help out, is Neidfeld and Hoffner.
So the Tiger or the Jeffs start with two big runs up the middle. Fall City sticks in Hoffner. Jeffs get a yard and then try to go outside and get a yard too. Nippert with the snap here on third down. He's going to roll out to his right, looking downfield. He tries to hit Nick Smith just over his hands, though, off his hands. That'll bring up fourth down and an incomplete pass.
Yeah, and again, they've crossed midfield, so again, you think this is four down territory. And again, last game of the season for both teams, and Fairbury again, might as well just go for it.
Fourth and eight. Ball on Fall City's 46-yard line. Fairbury lining up in punt formation, but as we know tonight, that doesn't mean anything.
No.
He's rolled out two or three times tonight like he was going to run it or pass it. Here's the snap, a high snap. He is going to kick it away. There's the punt. Not a long punt. That one going to be caught at about the 28-yard line for the Tigers, and that's where they will start their first possession, their own 28 of the second half.
Just going to tie it. The game is tied, so I guess Fairbury's just going to settle with field position and see what happens as it moves around.
And really only about an 18-yard punt
right there,
so not a lot of field position gain. I know you make Fall City have to go a little bit farther here
right to
start the half, but it'll be Tiger ball either way. Banger in the gun. He's got Bauer and Wilkerson back there with him, two wide receivers off to his left. He takes a snap. He'll hand it off to Jayton. Wilkerson trying to bounce it around the outside, nowhere to go. He slips on that wet grass. He's not going to gain anything.
And again, way out there on the far side, you have three red jerseys putting the stop to Wilkerson. Runge and Wood are two of them.
Fall City going to go quick here. They spread five wide. Banger in the backfield on his own. 9 minutes to go here in the third quarter. 7-7 tie game. Banger drops back to pass. He's going to look downfield, pass a guy across the middle. It's going to be caught. That looks like Wilkerson, and that'll give the Tigers a first down, so some tempo here for the Tigers.
And on the coverage for Fairbury, I don't have him on my list. Martin, James.
So what do you do for Fall City if you're struggling running the ball? Spread them five wide?
Yep, there you go.
Go air raid, I guess. First down here for the Tigers. They're out across the 40 to their own 42. Banger in the gun. Bauer and Wilkerson back there with him again. Here's the snap. Going to hand it off to Wilkerson. Wilkerson going to try to find the outside again. He does get a little bit on this one. Out across the 45 to about the 46 before he's brought down. That'll be a gain of four on first down for the Tigers.
Tackling for the Jeffs there that time is your linebacking crew, Conrad Kozelka.
All right. So Fall City, Wilkerson finally able to get the outside. You know, both teams have tried to establish that outside run tonight. Neither team
much
success with it. But Fall City, a positive gain there on first down. They get four. Second and six. Bangert in the gun. Bauer and Wilkerson back with them. Going to hand it off to Jayton. Here comes a reverse. Cottrell back around the right side. He's looking upfield, stretching it out. Nowhere to go. He's going to be hit back at the original line of scrimmage. And he will lose about three on the play. So Fall City tries a little bit of trickery there and nowhere to go for Cottrell.
Yeah, as soon as Wilkerson handed that back to Cottrell, and Cottrell had to go all the way to the other side of the field, Fairbury again, their defensive line does a great job stringing it out.
So they don't really get a rush on any passes. They're not really hitting the Tigers in the backfield when they hand it off, but what they do is they don't get moved backwards either.
Right.
So yards tough to come by for the Tigers. Third and nine now. Bangert in the backfield with Wilkerson and Bauer. Here's the snap. Takes the handoff to Wilkerson. Now there's a rush. Throws it out to the flat, but there's nowhere to go. That one was tipped right at the line of scrimmage. And for the Jeffs, Jerick Mans came off the end there and got a tip. And that'll fall incomplete. The Tigers will punt it away back to the Jeffs.
And So again, now you would think the Jeffs would put a lot of pressure on the Tigers punting here to try and get that field possession a little better.
We know that Layden, you know, bobbled that snap in the first half.
Yep, right.
He did get it away with his left foot, and it was about a 40-yard punt. He punts this one away from his 30, that punt.
Going
to bounce at the Fairbury 30. It kind of dies there in the wet grass. It will roll down to the Fairbury 28, and that's where they will start their next possession here in the third quarter. 6:38 remaining in the third quarter. The Jeffs and the Tigers, 7-7 here in Fairbury. Our KTNC Game of the Week, presented by F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That is F&M Bank in Fall City. Nipper going to come out in the gun here. Fairbury going to spread them five wide this time. They say, hey, if it works for you, Tigers, let's see what we can do. Nippert's going to roll out to his left. Fall City giving chase. He's got a guy open in the flat. Did he catch it?
Doesn't look like it.
As Gavin Gerst, as the intended receiver, looks like he dropped it. So that'll be a second down incompletion right off the hands of Gerst. Maybe a little tad out in front of his receiver there.
Cade Cottle, senior out there on the defensive back, down coverage for the Tigers.
Nipper going to go back into the gun with his two backs, Nick Smith and Conrad Kozelka. Splitting him on either side. Wide receiver out to each side as well. He takes a snap. Here's the handoff to Kozelka. Offner was there. He didn't get him the first time. Didn't get him the second time. Kozelka out across the 35. Down at about the 35 is where they're going to mark him. But that is a gain of about five when really they hit him when he hadn't gained anything.
Like you said, Offner had him at one arm around him in the backfield and not two. And he had enough to move forward on that. And finally bringing him down was Cade Cottle.
So third and manageable here for the Jeffs, trying to go down, punch one in, take their first lead of the game. It's been tied for the majority of the game. Fall City was up 7-0 for about a minute. Nipper takes the snap. He rolls out to the left side. That pass tipped by Offner. Offner pushes the quarterback back and tried to intercept the ball with one hand. Great defensive play there by Caleb Offner. He was looking for the interception there.
That's one of those defensive linemen. You just wait all your career to get it. You tipped it, and you're hoping you tip it to yourself, but almost had it.
You know the only thing going through his mind there was seven if he would have picked that off.
Yep, old flag on the play, and that punt was not a good one.
Flag on the punt. Punt's going to roll out across the Fall City 40, going to be Bodie. Picked up and going to return it. Now they're going to blow it dead.
Yeah.
So interesting situation here. Bowdy Jones tried to return it, and they blew it dead, but it wasn't at the line of scrimmage, so we'll see what the flag is here and why maybe it was blown dead, you know, a little
before it.
A little later than one normally would. So a substitution infraction here on Fall City. It looks like maybe Fairbury snapped that one quick as Offner was trying to run off the field, and that is huge mistake. That'll give Jeffs a first down.
Wow.
You know, usually that is one, then I would think you would let kind of play out.
Right.
Not blow it dead, but either way, it's going to give the Jeffs a first down. So, big mistake here for Fall City. We'll see if the Jeffs can capitalize. Hand off to Kozelka up the middle. Kozelka around the left side. He's got some room. He's out across the 50, out across to the 45 of the Tigers before he's brought down. Big gain of 15 on the play for the Jeffs.
And Bodie Jones coming up from his safety position, the last one to be able to get that tackle. Again, the first down for the Jeffs.
All right, so Fairbury capitalizes on the Tiger penalty. They push the ball into Tiger territory. They're at the 45 of the Jeffs and driving. 5:18 remaining here in the third quarter. 7-7 is our score. Nipper in the gun. He's got it back to either side. Smith and Kozelka. The handoff going to go to Smith. Smith nowhere to go. He's met at the line of scrimmage a little bit behind.
Yeah.
Maybe got back to the 45. They're going to mark him at the 46. He's going to lose one.
Again, three white jerseys hitting him as he in the backfield, Offner being one of them, and Offner wrapped him up that time and brought him down.
Smith, a 130-pound frame. Offner, a 288-pound frame. And so for Smith, there's not much you can do when you run into a 288-pound wall.
Yeah.
So a 2nd and 11 here for the Jeffs. They're in Tiger territory, however. Nipper and the gun. Smith and Kozelka back there with him. Handoff going to go to Smith. Nope, he's going to pull it. Run the option with Kozelka. Ooh, and he was upended. Nipper tried to cut it up there, but a huge hit for Fairbury. He's only going to pick up about 2.
I want to say that was Cottrell to put that big hit. Yeah, and it was, and it affected Cottrell a little bit, too.
Cottrell a little shaken up. He's bent over out in the defensive backfield. He laid a huge hit on Nipper.
Yeah.
Took out his legs. Nipper up and did a flip in the air. Both players seem to be okay. And we're going to have a 3rd down and 9 here for the Jeffs. Nipper in the gun. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got 2 blockers there. Looking downfield. He has a receiver open. And, defense there for the Tigers. Man, that looked like Jarek Mann's wide open there, but closed out fast for the Tigers.
Cade Cottle. He just closed it up and got in the way of the ball at the right time and stuck a hand out there and incomplete pass.
Pass maybe a little underthrown, but not much. Cottle closed a lot of ground there.
He did.
Wood going to punt it away here. He kicks it downfield. A pretty good punt this time. Fair catch called at the 15-yard line for Bowdy Jones. And that'll be where the Tigers start their next possession. 15-yard line in their own territory. 3:36 remains here in the third quarter. 7-7 is our score. Ball City with the ball. Once again, both these teams, neither one going to make the playoffs, but one of them will have the rare opportunity to end their season with a W despite not making the playoffs. So neither one of these teams going to want to go home empty-handed here tonight. A lot to play for, even with both their seasons ending after this evening. Banger in the gun. He's got one back behind him, 3 receivers off to the right. He takes the snap, drop back to pass. Pass across the middle. That one's going to be knocked down. Look like maybe the defensive back got there a little bit early, but no flag. It'll be 2nd and 10.
Yeah, good coverage there by the Jeffs. And on the coverage there for them is Gooseman.
And there was a very late flag there from the head ref. That flag went about 20 yards in the air, I think.
Uh-oh.
So I'm going to guess somebody may have said something,
yep.
And he's looking at the Tigers and
yep.
Again, and I think they're still talking. It'll be an unsportsmanlike penalty on the Tigers.
And that might have had something to do with what you just said. He thought the defensive back got there a little early and should have been a call. But again, you have to learn to be quiet.
There is a couple people that you can't talk back to, and a group of them are out there in stripes tonight.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Unfortunate for the Tigers. That'll move them back to their own 8. Be about 2nd and 16 here. Penalty was only half the distance. The problem here is the field position game. If you can't gain a couple of yards here, you're backed up in your own, end zone trying to punt it away and give Fairbury a good field position. So we'll see if the Jeffs defense can go up here and maybe get a couple more stops. Banger in the gun. He takes the snap. And fumble, and Banger's going to get back on it, but he's going to lose more yardage there. That one almost a safety. Banger covers it up at the Fall City 2. He's a little slow to get up.
Yep.
So Banger is up and walking, but they did blow it dead, which means Banger's going to have to come out. So your starting quarterbacks are going to come out, and really he's your second string quarterback. With Sells already being injured and out this game.
Yep.
Now your next quarterback's going in, and what a situation. Hey, here's the ball at the half-yard line or two-yard line.
Yeah, 3rd and 24.
3rd and 24, Fall City just going to want to get a couple of yards here and maybe give themselves a little breathing room to punt it away. 2:55 left in the third quarter. 7-7 is our score.
Got a timeout.
And we're going to have a timeout here on the field for the Tigers. So we'll break here, 30-second quick timeout. We'll be back. 7-7 is our score. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury, Nebraska. High school football under the lights, our last regular season broadcast of the year. The Tigers and the Jets tied at 7, 2:51 left to go here in the third quarter. Both teams looking for a win in their final game, coming off a long losing streak. The Jets 0-8 on this season, looking for their first win. The Tigers won their first game of the year. They beat Palmyra. Then a number of injuries hindered their season. They've lost 7 in a row since then. Both teams, a lot of one-score losses. Fall City backed way up in their own territory. So it looks like Fall City might be punting it here on 3rd and 24.
Right.
They have their guy way back in the end zone, and Layden is going to punt it. So Layden kicks it down the field. Fairbury not ready to return it. That one's going to bounce out. Now he's going to pick it up. He's going to run out of bounds. No, he's going to get pushed out of bounds at about the 40-yard line. So on the return there, I think inadvertently with C.J. Goking realizing what was going on.
Yeah.
And the rare third down punt there.
Well, and again, we said it during the break, Bauer had to be the quarterback. And after that timeout, Bauer's over here on the sideline. I'm like, no, wait a minute, what's going on? And then you see Layden going on the end zone line for a punt.
So a third down punt gives the ball back to the Jets at their Fall City 41. Hand off to Kozelka. He's going to try to find the outside. He runs 5 yards backwards, and he's going to be upended. He's going to lose 2 or 3, and man, there was a huge push over there on the right side. Forced Kozelka to run about 5 yards back before he could move forward.
Yep, Cottle over there on that far side getting the stop for the Tigers.
And I think Offner got the big push that forced Kozelka back, and then Cottle filled well, so a negative yardage play here for the Jets after the rare third down punt. That's the first one we've called this year, I think.
Yeah.
But for the Tigers, you got the ball out of your own end zone.
Yep.
So 1:59 left here in the third quarter. 7-7 is our score. Nippert in the backfield, along with his two backs, Smith and Kozelka. He's going to hand it off. No, he's not going to hand it off. And then they did hand it off. But he was hit right as he was trying to hand it off. Another loss of 2 for the Jets.
I think Fairbury's running back there was a little confused on that play again, not knowing. And then he had 3 white jerseys in your way, too, Ashton Martin and Chase Simpson being 2 of them.
Just been kind of choppy here for the Jets. They haven't really gotten much push up front. Caleb Offner, 208-pound senior for the Tigers, getting a big push on the defensive side of things, has really thrown things off. Nippert going to line up in the gun. He's got 2 wide. He's going to send Kozelka out to the left. He's back there alone now. He drops back to pass. Blitz up the middle, not picked up. Nippert across the middle. That's high. And that'll be an incomplete pass over the head of, C.J. Goking.
And if that pass would have been on the target, Fairbury would have had some extra yardage because there was a lot of green in front of him. But incomplete.
So the third down punt for Fall City works out. They force a 3-and-out of their own. Here's the snap, punting back the other way, Jarrett Wood.
Not a good one.
Not a great kick. That one's going to bounce at the 30, bounce back to about the 36. That's going to be a 10-yard punt. No, that's going to be an 8-yard punt for the Jets.
When that ball went straight up in the air, and again, not much of a wind tonight, so nothing, but it just went straight up and when it did hit, finally, it went back to Fairbury way.
So Fall City, their last possession, punted it on third down from their own end zone, and now they've won the field position battle and have the ball out over their own 35 out at their 36. Bangert in the gun. 57 seconds left here in the third quarter. Team's tied at 7. Here's a snap. Fakes the handoff to Wilkerson. Broken plays. Banger's going to be hit in the backfield, driven backwards. They're going to blow it dead. Forward momentum's just going to be a loss of 2, but a broken play there on first down for the Tigers.
Right. Again, you can see when Banger turned to his right and there was nobody there because the running back went to the left, and it was just like three red jerseys pushing you.
So 31 seconds left here in the half. I don't know. Fall City probably going to have to run one more play. They come up to the line with 20 seconds left. Banger. Just Wilkerson back behind him. He's got three split to his right, one to his left. Here's the snap. He drops back to pass. Looking downfield, he's going to have to roll out now. Out into the flat. Looks like Cottrell there for the reception. He's going to be pushed out of bounds. That'll be a gain of about six.
Yeah.
He goes out of bounds, though, so we're going to keep it here for one more play of the third quarter.
And way over there on that far sideline, shoving him out of bounds for the Jeffs. I turn my paper over, Jamison Runge.
So the Tigers looking for a first down here. They got about 7 yards to do it. 4 seconds left here in the third quarter. 7-7 ball game. Fairbury, Nebraska. Dylan Hendricks and Troy Nelson here on the call tonight. Finger in the gun. He takes the snap. He's going to drop back. Look out into the flat for Bauer. Oh. That pass, is it going to be picked off? No, they're going to say it's an incomplete pass.
Oh, that was, yeah.
The Fairbury defensive back had a better play on it than the receiver did.
Yep.
Either way, that will end our third quarter of action. Fairbury Fall City tied at 7. We're going to take a 60-second timeout, and we're going to come back for the fourth quarter. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits, including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance, and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available, and come grow with Alfea.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to our KTNC Game of the Week presented by F&M Bank. The Tigers tied with the Jeffs at 7. A punting situation here on fourth down. Tigers going to punt it away. Layden gets the snap. He kicks it downfield. That one's going to not a great punt there for the Tigers. We'll see where they mark it. And they're going to say it went out of bounds at the 47-yard line. 53 yards to go here for the Jeffs if they want to score on their next possession. So the Jeffs, Tigers, tied at 7. High school football on KTNC, last Friday night regular season game of the year. Nippert. Going to lead this drive starting at the 47-yard line of the Jeffs. Here's the snap. Nipper drops back to pass on first down. Looking out into the flat. He finds his back out of the backfield. That's Kozelka. Kozelka out across the Fall City 45 to about the 44-yard line. That'll be a gain of 8 on first down.
Wilkerson in on the tackle for the Tigers over there on the far side. Again, enough 9 yards on that reception.
So, Fairbury, a gain of 8 on first down. Some positive yardage there for the Jeffs. Nippert has Smith and Kozelka back there with him. He's going to hand it off to Kozelka. Up the middle, looking, nowhere to go, but he's going to squirt out across about the 42, up to about the 41. That'll be a first down for the Jeffs.
Yep. Ashton Martin in on the tackle that time.
They're going to mark him down at the 42. Fairbury out into Tiger territory. And just like we were in the first half, it might be the first team to score here in the second half that takes the W. Nippert takes a snap. This one off to hand off to Smith. Smith up the middle. He squirts out. He's out around the outside. He's got some room. And nobody's going to catch him. It'll be a 42-yard touchdown run for the Jets, Nick Smith was hit, not able to be brought down, and man, once he got around the outside,
yep.
Nobody was catching him.
No flags on the play, so the touchdown will stand.
So Fairbury takes their first lead of the game and of the night, 13-7, pending the result of the extra point on that 42-yard touchdown run by Nick Smith. Darius on for the extra point. That's really the first big play we've seen tonight as well.
Correct. Yep.
Snap down, Darius, extra point up. Did he squeak it
in?
Man, those things don't get very high,
no.
But they do the job.
Wow.
Kick is good. It's 14-7, Jess. 10:50 to go here in the third quarter. We're going to take a 30-second timeout, and we'll be right back. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent, at B. Harson Agency in Fall City and Auburn today.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back. Your drive summary, sponsored by Farm Bureau of Fall City and Auburn. Call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you. Your home, your family, farm, and future.
Likely the biggest play of the day, a 42-yard touchdown run by Nick Smith. Caps off a three-play, 53-yard touchdown drive for the Jets with 10:50 left to go here in the fourth quarter. It's 14-7. The Jets lead the Tigers. And, Troy, that was probably the biggest play of the game, both in terms of momentum but also yardage as well.
Right. Yeah, and again, there hasn't been much of anything big happening until right there.
Jeff's going to kick it off here. Renee Monteroso. Ball is up. It's going to hit the ground at about the 35 for Fall City. Return out across the 40, out to about the 42, 43 before he's hit and brought down. Did the ball come out there? It did not. So it'll be Fall City ball on the return there for the Tigers, Gavin Bauer.
Bauer did a pretty good job running that ball.
So, pretty good field position here for the Tigers. They're going to start at their own 45, ball in the right hash. Tigers now going north to south here. They need a touchdown drive of their own. It's the first time they've trailed tonight. They've had the lead 7-0, but that lead evaporated in the second quarter, and now they are trailing. Banger in the gun. Tight end going to go in motion. He's got Wilkerson behind him. Here's the snap. Fakes the handoff to Wilkerson. Banger looking downfield, looking downfield. He's just going to toss it out. Maybe they're going to say a receiver was there, but ooh, that was close.
Yeah.
He just kind of pitched it.
Right. That, again, he had to feel that red shirt coming down on him from behind, and the way he just pitched that out there, and it was questionable whether the white jersey was out there or not.
They're going to say the receiver was in the area.
In the area.
He was in the county. We know that. So
he's within 10 yards.
He was within 10, I guess. So either way, second and 10 now on that incomplete pass. Bengert in the gun, Wilkerson behind him. Three tight bunch off to his left. Wilkerson going to try to find the outside on the left side. He gets out across the 50 to the 45 of the Tyre Fairbury before he's brought down. That'll be a gain of 9. Big play there for the Tigers.
Good run by Wilkerson. And again, very close to the first down here. And it looked like finally Kazelka bringing him down.
That'll bring up 3rd and 1. First time we've seen it from the Tigers tonight where they kind of bunched all three receivers right next to the line of scrimmage. And Wilkerson was able to find the outside. 3rd and 1. Banger in the gun. He's got Bauer and Wilkerson back there. Wilkerson gets the handoff. He's going to be hit in the backfield. Maybe got back to the line of scrimmage, but it'll bring up 4th down.
Man. Yeah, he getting up to that line of scrimmage, and then the red shirts just shut it down.
You know, how many times tonight, Troy, have we seen both teams have a decent play on second down and bring up like a third and one,
right.
And then they can't pick it up, and then it's turnover on downs. We'll see.
Right.
If Fall City can pick up the first down, they're going for it on fourth. Banger going to take the handoff. He gives it to Wilkerson. Wilkerson trying to find the outside. He's hit. Ball's on the ground, and it's going to be...
Fairbury ball.
Fairbury ball. They're going to give it to the Jeffs. Not a ton lost in terms of yardage. Wilkerson, though, may have had the first down with where they're marking the Jeffs at. So they're marking the Jeffs on what would have been the Fall City first down at the 45, but unfortunately the fumble gives it back to the Jeffs. So Fairbury at their own 45-yard line gets the ball back with 9:22 remaining in the fourth quarter and a 7-point lead. Nippert hands it off to Kazelka. Kazelka bounces it out to the left side here. He's out, pushing the pile, dragging the pile. He's still going across the 50. There's about six or seven Tigers there, and they can't bring him down. Kazelka's going to gain seven.
And that's some good running by him. Just kept his legs churning. And, again, three white jerseys barreling up on him. And it's tough to decide who you're giving that tackle to, but Cobes and Bauer in on it.
Kazelka tapping his helmet there going, Coach, I just carried half the Fall City team 8 yards. I need a break. Oh, Kazelka's okay. He's over sitting on the bench on the opposite side. Either way, it'll bring up second and two for the Jeffs. They gave him 8 on that carry. So Nipper in the gun. They're in Tiger territory now. Two wide receivers, one off to each side. Hand off to Smith up the middle. Offner comes through the middle. Fall City, a great job there for the defense. Going to hit Nick Smith in the backfield. Fairbury going to lose a couple on that one.
Yeah. And again, Bauer coming up with Cobza there again. And Fairbury here is going to milk this clock because, again, they were watching that back judge. As soon as he put his hand up, then they got set into position.
The Jeffs, a 7-point lead. Once again, you get 8 on first down, and now you're at 3rd and 4. And if you don't pick this up, do you run it? Do you go for it? We'll see what they get here on third down. Nippert has just Smith back there with him. Here's the snap. Nippert going to roll out to his right. He looks downfield, has a receiver open over the middle. That's C.J. Goking. He's going to have the catch, and he's going to have a first down for the Jeffs.
Over there in coverage for the Tigers. Looks like it's Wilkerson, but not for sure from here.
So the Jeffs out to the Tigers 40. That'll be a first down for them, and the clock continues to tick, tick, tick here. 7:32 left in the game. Fall City trailing 14-7. They held a 7-0 lead for about a minute in the second quarter before Fairbury was able to answer. Went scoreless in the third quarter, and Fairbury punched one in early in the fourth quarter here. Nippert in the gun. Kazelka back in with Smith. Handoff's going to go to Kazelka up the middle. Kazelka nowhere to go. He's met by Offner, and he will lose a yard on that one. Big Caleb Offner with the big stop for the Tigers.
Yep, there you go. Offner hitting him first, and then Martin finishing it up.
So Fairbury loses a yard on first down, bring up second and 11. There's the Tiger 41. And really got two things working against you here for Fall City. You're down by 7. The clock's ticking away.
Yeah.
And Fairbury's driving in your territory.
Yep. And again, they're just waiting for that back judge to put his arm up and then start counting, and then they get set.
All right, Nippert going to take the snap now with 5 seconds left on the play clock. Here's the snap. He's going to hand it off to Kazelka. Nope, run the option with Smith out the other way.
Oh.
Smith's going to fall down at the 45. They're going to give him the momentum out to the 44. He's going to lose another 3 yards on the play. It'll bring up third and about 14 here for the Jeffs.
And again, that give that credit to the sloppy field a little bit because as soon as he made that cut back, his feet just went out from underneath of him.
And really, Nippert ran the option pretty well there.
Yeah,
he pitched
right.
it at the right time. He made the defensive end commit.
Yep.
There was some running room, but the 45-yard line made the tackle.
Fairbury's having some confusion here on the play because they were breaking the huddle, and then they went back. And back judge has his hand up.
So they're going to call a timeout here. They are. They're going to call a timeout here with 5:34 remaining in our game. 14-7 is the Jeff lead. We'll be right back after this quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Falls City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Falls City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome you back to Fairbury, Nebraska. Dylan Hendricks and Troy Nelson on the call for our last regular season game of the year before playoff football next week for classes C and B. D started yesterday. And Fairbury with a 3rd and 14 here. Nipper in the gun. He takes the snap. He's looking downfield, looking. He's going to launch it long. Oh, that one slipped out of his hands.
Yep.
It's going to fall about 20 yards short.
Yeah.
And that one, weather played a factor there,
yep,
probably, too.
As soon as he released it, you could see it wobbling around. It was not a good throw, and again, probably a wet ball.
And really, for Nippert, you have to feel fortunate there that there was no white jerseys in the
right
area, as
yeah
much as that one was underthrown.
Yeah, there weren't any jerseys in the area.
Fairbury going to punt it away here. Jarrett Wood. Back to punt it off to Bowdy Jones. Wood takes a snap. Here's the kick. Pretty good punt here. And did he wait for a fair catch?
Yep,
they are going to give him the fair catch at the 5-yard
yep
line. I couldn't tell if he was maybe running there, but his hand went up.
Right.
They're going to say he called for the fair catch, and that one he caught at the 5 with nobody in a red jersey within maybe 20 yards.
Okay, so here we go. 95-yard drive with 5:22 left for Falls City.
So Falls City going to have to go 95 yards here if they want to tie this thing up. They're going to call it the 6, so 94-yard drive needed.
We'll see if that helps.
Gave them that extra yard. Banger going to start out in the gun here. Wilkerson back there with Bauer. Two wide receivers off to the near side. Here's the snap. Banger going to throw on first down. He's looking out into the flat. That one going to fall incomplete. He was looking for Gavin Bauer out of the backfield.
Yep, Bauer in coverage there for the Jeffs is Trace Guzman.
We'll see if Falls City, knowing time's definitely not on their side, we'll see if they start throwing it around here. 5:18 left in the season. You know this is it. You really don't want to go out, with a loss when you can go with a win. So, pulling out all the stops here. 5:17 left in the fourth quarter. Banger in the backfield. He's going to take the snap. Wilkerson behind him. Wilkerson gets the handoff up the middle. He's going to be met by two or three Jeffs, and he's not going to pick up anything. It'll be, he might have even lost one. It'll be 3rd and 11 here.
Yeah, about 3 red jerseys there meeting him at the line of scrimmage. It looked like it was Mann and Guzman.
So there just hasn't been a ton up the middle for Falls City tonight.
Correct.
And their big runs that they've had have been around the outside. But really, Fairbury does a good job of limiting you to at most 4, 5, 6 yards
right
before they bring you down. So truly a bend-don't-break defense for the Jeffs. Banger in the gun. He's got 11 yards to pick up. He's going to look out and downfield, here's the pass to Wilkerson. Wilkerson was bumped a couple of times. They're going to say incomplete. Pretty good defense there for the Jeffs. And that'll bring up a 4th down situation for the Tigers.
2 red jerseys back there, Smith and Gorkin.
So Falls City once again punting from their own end zone. They've done that 2 or 3 times this this half here. The one time on 3rd down.
On 3rd down, correct, yep.
We'll see. They do have 2 timeouts, but not a lot of time to work with. Layden punts it. Fair catch being called for the Jeffs.
Ooh.
That one almost bobbled.
Yep.
But James Martin able to reel it in at the Tiger 35. So not a ton of yards here for Fairbury that they'd need to pick up. But for the Tigers, it might not be as much about the field position as it is the time left on the clock.
Time on the clock.
Just 4 minutes and 26 seconds remaining in both of these teams' season, unless The Tigers are able to tie it up. Fairbury leads the Tigers 14-7. Nippert going to take the snap. Hands it off to Kozelka. Kozelka going to try to find the outside. He gets hit, drags a Fall City defender forward for a gain of about 5 on first down.
And there on the tackle for the Tigers, Ashton Martin.
So second and 5 here for the Jeffs. For Fall City, you'd really essentially like a 3-and-out to save as much time as possible. Fairbury has a pretty good gain on first down, but as we've seen tonight, that usually doesn't mean anything.
Correct.
A lot of times they've went backwards, both teams, on second down after a good gain on first. Nippert in the backfield. Kozelka and Smith back there with him. Here's the snap. Hand off to Smith. Smith going to try to find the outside. He does, and we know he can move it when he does. Nick Smith is going to go, oh, that flag came all the way from the back judge. Smith is in for the touchdown. We're going to see what the call is here. It could be a big one for Fall City.
Yeah. That's got to be against Fairbury, but that back judge threw that flag a good 20 yards.
Might have been the best pass of the night. At least the longest downfield. We'll see. No signal yet.
Fairbury's
still
moving backwards.
Oh, man, and it's a hold on the Jeffs on what would have been a touchdown run that would have put them up 13, maybe 14. Instead, is going to be a 10-yard loss on a hold. And for Fall City, a break that was desperately needed.
Right. And they got to do something here to capitalize on that with 3.5 minutes left in this game.
So Fairbury not going to lose any yardage because the hold was downfield. So it'll be a ball at the same spot, second and 5. We're just going to redo it here with 3:36 left in the quarter. Hand off to Kozelka. Kozelka going to try to find the outside. He's met in the backfield. He's able to drag a couple of Fairbury guys out over the 30 to about the 28. Gain of 2. It'll bring up a big fourth down here. Or is it third? It's going to be third down.
Yep.
Third down and 3.
And on the tackle that time for the Tigers, you had Ryan Cottrell and Elijah Layden.
Shane Gang, pretty quick on switching from second to third there. Even beat me. So if Fairbury can pick up a first down here, the Tigers just 2 timeouts remaining. 3 minutes left in the game. Tigers trailing the Jeffs, 14-7. Nippert in the backfield. Kozelka and Smith back there with him as they've been all night. Here's the snap. This one to Smith. Smith's going to try to find the outside. He squirts forward. He's going to be out across the 25 down to about the 24, 23, and that'll be good enough for a Jeff first down.
Yep, and a couple of the white jerseys there on the tackle. Looks like we had Kobza and Bauer.
So 2:40 left in the game. Fall City can stop the clock just twice. Remember, they had to use that timeout in the third quarter when they were backed up and then Bangert went down.
Yep.
So we'll see. Fairbury going to let as much time tick off the clock here as they can. Back judge's hand is still down with 2:18, 2:17 left. Time ticking away. Nippert back there with Kozelka and Smith. This handoff goes to Kozelka up the middle. He's met right at the line of scrimmage by Offner and going to be stood up. He's not going to be able to squeak out that time, and that'll be a loss of 1 and a timeout for Fall City. So they're going to use them here. Clock stops at 2:02. We're going to take a 30-second timeout. We'll be right back with the conclusion of this 14-7 ball game. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Fall City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to our KTNC Game of the Week presented by F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. 2 minutes and 2 seconds remain in the ball game. Fairbury with a 2nd and 11. At the Fall City 24-yard line, the problem here for the Tigers, just 1 timeout remaining. So they're going to have the stop here. They're going to have to use their timeout At best, you're looking about maybe getting the ball back with a little under a minute left.
Right. And a lot of green in front of you.
A lot of green that you haven't been able to drive down much, you know, for both teams tonight. Nippert's going to take the snap. He hands it off to Smith. Smith going to be hit right at about the line of scrimmage. Ball is out. They're running in like maybe it came out there. We're going to see that would be a huge break for the Tigers.
Nope.
Fairbury going to recover, but I think the ball came out there. Either way, it'll be 3rd and 9 for the Jeffs. Fall City choosing not to use their timeout here. So the clock will tick down to about a minute left. Fall City then, you probably use their timeout after this play. 1:27 remaining in the game. Fairbury trails the Tigers 14-7. Fourth quarter action. Two teams whose seasons are done after tonight. Two sets of seniors who want to go out with a win this year. Nipper in the gun. He's going to hand it off to Kozelka. Kozelka going to try to find the outside. He's hitting the backfield. Fall City going to bring him down. He's not going to gain anything. And Fall City uses their final timeout with 1:02 remaining here. So we're going to take another 30-second break, and we'll come back with this fourth down play. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's jerky, snack sticks, props, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
4th and 10 here for the Jeffs. A 14-7 lead, though, and just 1:02 remaining on the game clock. Jeffs have one play to get a first down. Fall City, if they can hold them, will get the ball back. Nippert going to pass it. He looks out. He's got a receiver. And it's going to be caught in the end zone. Are they going to give it to him? They are. It's going to be a touchdown, and that will give the Jeffs a 13-point lead. Huge, huge play for the Jeffs on the catch. Gavin Girth. And I didn't know if he had caught it or not. Both refs were kind of looking at each other, maybe deciding did he get in or not, and they ended up giving it to him. So on 4th and 10, with 1 minute left from the 23-yard line, Fairbury throws a deep ball, kind of a 50-50 ball, and the 50% went to the Jeffs there. That'll put him up 20-0 pending the extra point. So a 26-yard pass from Nippert to Gers gives the Jeffs a 20-7 lead.
Something's wrong over here with Fairbury taking a timeout on the PAT.
Looked like they weren't set up correctly. We're going to have a timeout here. We're going to take a quick, or we might be keeping it here. It might just be a, hey, we need a timeout. Nope. We are going to take a quick 30-second break. So we'll be right back. 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury High School. The Jeffs getting ready to attempt an extra point here. They've essentially sealed the game pending some craziness here. 54 seconds left. Kick is up, and this one is going to be high enough.
Yeah.
And it's through. So the extra point is good. Eric Darris with the extra points. 21-7 is our score. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout. We're going to be back with the conclusion of the game. You're listening to High School Football on KTNC.
School Spirit really does pay. Since launching in 2017, F&M Bank's Spirit Debit Card Program has given back over $50,000 to Fall City schools. Every time you swipe your Spirit card, you're supporting local students, teachers, and activities while enjoying the convenience of F&M Bank. It's just one more way we make local decisions, provide local solutions, and stay focused on what matters, our community. Get your Spirit debit card today at F&M Bank and keep the hometown pride going strong. F&M Bank. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Hey everybody, Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock. Start with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now, we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We've got a great lineup. Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fairbury. Your drive summary here is sponsored by Farm Bureau, Falls City, and Auburn. Farm Bureau, call Tasha today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future.
So as Fairbury gets set to kick it off here, a 7-play, 65-yard drive, the second one of the day, a touchdown for the Jeffs. Falls City going to take the kickoff here, return out across the 30 to about the 35, still dragging a few Jeffs, 36-37, and that will be where Falls City has 43 seconds left, needs 14 points. A 26-yard pass from Nippert to Gerst on fourth down and 11 capped off that 7-play, 65-yard drive. The kick was good and brings us to our score, 21-7 here, the lead for the Jeffs. So 43 seconds remain here in Fairbury. Both these teams' seasons end after this evening. Neither team going to make the playoffs. Fall City coming in tonight, 1-7. In season, as we talked about earlier, marked by injuries for the Tigers. Multiple senior leaders, big-time contributors, hurt throughout the year, starting in their soap scrimmage before the season even began.
All right, man.
Banger going to take the snap here. He's going to drop back to pass. Looking downfield, he's going to throw it out there.
Flags.
For Gavin Bauer, we do have some flags on the play. We're going to see... can guess what those are.
Yep. Yep. Couple red jerseys hitting them early.
Going to be a pass interference on the Jeffs. That'll give the Tigers 15 free yards and a chance to drive down and get a touchdown of their own here. But just 38 seconds remain and the Tigers down 14. So the Tigers, season marked by injuries. The Jeffs, some close losses. They're 0-8 on the year currently. They've played some close games, haven't been able to get over the hump. Went for two against Wilbur earlier in the year with a chance to win, didn't get it. Fall City, last week or a couple weeks ago, goes for two against Wilbur, not able to get that. So Wilbur, two wins, and fortunate to have those two wins there. Banger drops back to pass. He's going to look for Wilkerson out of the backfield. Wilkerson out across 50 to about the 40, across the 45. They're going to mark him out at the Jeff 42-yard line. That'll be a gain of 5 there for Jake. Falls City, a team with playoff aspirations, you know, coming into the year.
Right.
And you know, when you're in high school football, you only have a 26, 27-man roster.
Yeah.
You can talk about next man up, but, you know, there's only so many men behind that first string. And really, these second string players coming in, freshmen, sophomores. Pass out to Wilkerson in the flat. Wilkerson's going to have the first down. He's going to be tackled right as he gets to the line of gain. He's out at the 41 or 36. Out to the 36. We do have a flag on the play.
I was going to say, the way he got tackled and went backwards, but
flag
that
near the line of scrimmage,
yeah.
Though.
Okay. Not what I saw on that tackle on the far side. It looked like he might have got horse-collared.
So a shot block going to be called on Falls City. That'll move them back 10 or 15 yards here.
Wow.
Really just an unfortunate season for the Tigers. And they battled, too, even after, you know, losing multiple guys
right.
in injuries. They, you know, have the close loss to Concordia. They have the close loss to Conestoga, Omaha, Brownell, Talbot. A lot of close games for the Tigers as Banger drops back to pass and overthrows his receiver there, that Gavin Bauer in the flat. But for the Tigers, a season that, you know, marked by injuries, but, you know, battled through the year. And Coach Banker has to be proud of the way that they battled throughout the year, just knowing everything that was thrown their way. For the Jets, first win of the season coming up. They came into the game, as we mentioned, 0-8 tonight. They're up 21-7, 17 seconds left here as Banker drops back to pass. He's looking downfield. Nobody there, nobody there. He's going to throw it way downfield. Overthrows the receiver. Is that going to be picked off? Did he come in bounds with it? He caught it. They are going to say he was in bounds, and that'll be an interception for the Jets, and that will about cap things off here in Fairbury. So the Jets pick it off on what was a third down and about 10, 12 yards after the penalty. Fairbury going to get the ball back with 8 seconds here, likely going to kneel it down one last time here in 2025. Likely one more snap coming for both of these teams. Coach Banger going to send in what a couple reserves that you know you have when you only have a 19-20-man roster.
Correct. Correct. A lot of new jerseys in for both teams.
So for Fall City, one more snap here in 2025, as well as the Jets. Both teams going to head forward into their respective basketball and wrestling seasons if those players participate at other sports. The Jets have their second string in as well. He's going to take the snap, kneel it down, and that will do it, a backflip from the deep back. Water bath for head coach Jacob Johnson of the Jets. He gets his first win as a Jets head coach. A 21-7 win for the Fall City Tigers. They defeat the Jets tonight in Fairbury. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. We'll be right back with some game recap. You are listening to High School Football on KTNC.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Unconnect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, SNL PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC in Falls City.
Start your martial arts journey today. Bella Martial Arts will have a free trial week October 27th to November 6th. Kids build confidence with Taekwondo, get a fun workout with kickboxing for teens and adults, and learn self-defense skills with Krav Maga. More info about free trial week and our Halloween party online at hellomartialarts.com or call 402-380-3383. That's Hello Martial Arts in Falls City, 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
We welcome you back to Fairbury, Nebraska, our last regular season high school football broadcast of the year on KTNC. Game was sponsored and presented by F&M Bank. F&M Bank in Fall City, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. And two teams here getting ready to walk off the field. Two sets of seniors that played their last games of the season tonight. One set of seniors, unfortunately, going out with a loss, and that would be the Tigers here as they fall to the Jets tonight, 21-7. Let's take a look at how we got there, and really it was a tale of two halves here,
yep.
And really a tale of two quarters, because the first quarter, no scoring, both teams struggling to move the ball early. It wasn't until 1:13 left in the second quarter here, we thought we were going to go into halftime with no score, and Fall City able to take advantage of a Fairbury punting mistake. They only have to go 9 yards, a three-play nine-yard drive, capped off by a one-yard Jacoby Banger touchdown run. That gave the Tigers a 7-0 lead with 1:13 left in the second quarter. With as much as Fairbury struggled to move the ball, we thought, well, there's our halftime score now, 7-0.
Yep. Correct.
Unfortunately, the Jets able to drive 7 plays and 65 yards. That drive was aided by a 15-yard roughing the passer penalty on third down, and they were able to punch it in. A 2-yard touchdown run by Conrad Kazelka with 2.4 seconds remaining in the second quarter. That sent us into halftime tied at 7 after both teams struggled to score for the majority of the first half. We came out of halftime, played the whole third quarter, no scoring.
Yep.
And here we were again, another defensive battle, right? Well, Fairbury said, not so fast, with 10:50 remaining in the fourth quarter, a 42-yard touchdown run by Nick Smith capped a three-play 53-yard drive for the Jets. That put them up 14-7. Fall City and Fairbury kind of went back and forth, you know, traded punches. Both teams continued to struggle moving the ball outside of those couple of drives. And Fairbury, facing a 4th and 10 with about a minute to go in the game, threw a 50-50 ball down the left side. Unfortunately for the Tigers, it was caught by a Jeff. That Jeff, Gavin Gerst. So Nippert to Gerst for 26 yards, capped off the second 7-play, 65-yard drive of the day with 54.7 seconds left. That about did it for the Tigers, though. That put the Jets up 21-7. The Tigers not able to drive down and score any more points in their last minute, and that'll end the Tigers' season. Both teams finished their seasons 1-8 on the season. Fall City winning their first game of the year over Palmyra. The Jets winning their last game of the year here tonight over Fall City. Troy, some thoughts on the game tonight?
Well, you know, and we said it before, we knew this was going to be a defensive struggle, and it should, on paper, you know, is going to be a tough game to score, and that's kind of the way it was, as you said, until right there at the end of the fourth quarter when Fairbury got some extra points on the board. You know, it's just, yeah, and I don't know, again, we said the weather a little bit before, but it had a little bit to do, but not enough for that to determine the outcome of the game.
You know, I think it was two teams tonight who were really looking to end their season on a positive note. Each team struggled, you know, had their own struggles throughout the year.
Yep.
Both teams had the opportunity tonight to end their season with a win, knowing they weren't going to make the playoffs. And so, you know, for Fairbury, it was Jacob Johnson's first year as a head coach. He hadn't gotten a win yet. For Coach Bangert, it was a year, you know, that, like we said, really marked by injuries, where you go into it with playoff aspirations and you come out of it, you know, really just kind of hoping to carry some momentum into next year, maybe with a win here tonight. Unfortunately for the Tigers, the Jets were just, you know, the better team on a couple of plays. And it wasn't, you
right.
know, total domination either. It was a couple of big plays, a couple mistakes here and there, and,
mm-hmm.
and the Jets able to take that 21-7 win here in Fairbury tonight. I know you got a score from over in Missouri, if you want to talk about that one really fast.
Yes, sir. Nixon reported over there that Rockport wins 36-14.
So Rockport, the number one team in Missouri, 8-man high school football, they'll head into district playoff play here. They won't play next week. They'll get a bye next week, being the number one seed in their district and the number one seed overall. The way that they do it over in Missouri is everybody in 8-man kind of makes the playoffs, and they'll start district play next week. You'll likely be able to catch the Mound City game on Sunny 101.3. And then over on KTNC next Friday, some Halloween football right here on KTNC, and it'll be Halloween playoff football as the Johnson Brock Eagles travel way north, about to
way
South
north.
Dakota,
yep,
to play Crofton on the border there in D2 or D1 second round playoff football action. The Eagles were able to take down North Platte St. Pat's last night. Crofton able to put up 90
yep.
points
right.
on Kimball in their first round playoff game. So that'll be a good one. Randy Gatula and Blaine Behrens will be on the call for that one. That one, an early kick, 5 p.m. Makes sense when you got to drive 4 hours, you know, back to Johnson, Nebraska for that
right.
one.
Right, yeah.
All right, that will about wrap it up here from Fairbury tonight. The Tigers fall to the Jets 21-7. Fairbury able to end their season with that rare W in the win column despite not making the playoffs. Both teams finish their season at 1-7. For Troy Nelson, I'm Dylan Henricks. Aaron, back in the booth with us. Thank you so much for listening this tonight and then throughout this year. Don't forget, playoff action starts next week on both of our stations. Some Halloween football for you on Sunny 101.3 and KTNC. Signing off from Fairbury, this is Dylan Henricks. You're listening to High School Football on 107.1 FM, KTNC.